participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Dr. Rock.
Getting on the air. No, it wasn't all that bad. Who was the boy who was too excited about his new bowling shirt? He couldn't set up the studio on time.
Right. But don't I look beautiful?
You're gorgeous. Dreamy.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ardinger and all the ships at sea. Totally devoid of both syphilis and Vicodin addiction. It's your favorite kegglers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Wednesday.
October 10th.
Once again, broadcasting from the greatest city in the world, New York, radio station WNEW. Phone number is a national number, 877-365-3636. From New York, call us at 877-692-1027. Our very own Lisa was like Steve Martin a moment ago.
Yeah, absolutely. The new phone books are here.
In the jerk. She opened up the box that had our bowling shirts in it.
Right.
And I mean, this is 3 minutes before we're supposed to go on the air.
Right. Yeah, pandemonium.
She goes leaving the studio, running down the hallway, just with the shirt. Look at them. Look how beautiful they are. I'm standing here screaming, hello. We go on the air in 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
But the shirts.
Well, they look great.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Very nice bowling shirts. Tonight, Don and Mike Gutterballs, that is our world-class bowling team. We start our undefeated bowling season tonight.
All right.
At Woodhaven Lanes in Queens, 7:30. That's what we're going to be playing. Come on out. We're going to be out there with Johnny and the digital camera. We'll have pictures up on the WNEW website.
Mm-hmm.
And we are playing tonight.
Aggravation.
The Queen's Aggravation.
Hello, it's the Queen's Aggravation. I must change my sheets.
See you tonight. It's the latest fad that we've all grabbed onto. Bowling.
Bowling.
It's hot. Now, before we get to your calls and today's show, which of course is jam-packed, I got this thing with my wife and Buzz that I want to handle.
Hi, baby.
I want to mention, I guess, you know, this Rush Limbaugh thing. This won't go away.
No.
That the story now I'm reading in USA Today is that because Rush Limbaugh is not talking about what has caused his deafness.
When you don't talk about something, it causes great speculation.
They are speculating in the newspaper today that for the type of hearing loss that he's mentioned, mm-hmm. there are traditionally one of two causes.
Right.
One would be abuse of Vicodin.
Right.
And the other would be syphilis.
That's pretty weird that Vicodin, the pain reliever, would take your hearing away. I'd lay odds maybe syphilis is a better chance.
Well, then if that's the Matthew Perry should be deaf, right? Isn't that what Matthew Perry took all the time, Vicodin?
Yes, that's right. Many stars. Buzz, right. you used to be addicted to Vicodin also, didn't you?
Very briefly.
I'm sorry, what?
Thank you.
There you go. So he gets better every day, ladies and gentlemen.
So that is the latest with Rush slash limbo. Take your pick. It's either syphilis or Vicodin, but he's not, or whatever it is, he's not telling us. And when I got home from dinner last night, turned on the computer and received yet another email from the consultant.
Ah, is it angrier?
It's very angry.
Really?
And I look forward to sharing that with you.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We do want to thank the good people at one of the New York Palm restaurants, the one on 50th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Great Palm restaurant. We ate there last night. They could not have treated us nicer. Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact,
we were a festive group last night.
They got our faces up on the wall there.
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, much pandemonium as Rob, forged our signatures on the wall. It was delightful to watch. And then came over with the waiter at the Palm to have me sign my name, and then accused me of writing my name the wrong way.
Well, you haven't used that little extra flair on the O for some years.
Oh, God, Rob.
So we do.
He would know.
We do thank the good people at the Palm over on West 50th. They could not have been nicer last night. I only wish that my night could have started on a nicer note.
I'm sorry.
And I want to explain this to you now, and at some point I want to get my wife on the phone. For Buzz's birthday on Monday, and Mike, what did you get Buzz for his birthday?
Something that he enjoyed. Buzz, I think you were very satisfied with your birthday.
Very satisfied. Green, my favorite color.
Yeah. What'd you get him?
You
gave him money.
I handed him a Cino.
Okay. Hey. So I got Buzz this Arch Wireless palm held message unit thing. Right.
Probably not realizing when you got it for him the world of trouble would be opening up for yourself.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Now, this is the thing that a lot of the guys around the station have when we use it to communicate with each other during the show and after the show and everything. And really, it's no more than a cell phone, but it's a nice piece of technology.
And you can forward, the thing that I like about it is you can forward your email from your home computer to that thing, so you get all your emails, which is very cool. Yeah.
So yesterday, I leave the apartment at about, 6 o'clock, and I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk I live over by Amsterdam Avenue. I'm going to walk to to West 50th Street to the restaurant and get a phone call from my wife right as I'm leaving the apartment, and she says, where are you going tonight? I said, going to the Palm restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
She says, who are you going with? I said, I'm going with everybody from work. She says, really? Why are you leaving now? And I said, because it's a nice night. I want to walk over there. She said, And she hung up.
Right.
And, I mean, she said goodbye, and then I called her back, right? Because this is unusual stuff for my wife. Now, last weekend I kidded that when I went to the movie, when I was at home by myself, that she called the neighbors and stuff. That was goofing around stuff.
Yeah, sort of goofing, and then, with that tiny little bit of seriousness.
Yeah, so I go back inside the apartment, and I call her up, and I say, hey, what's your deal, man? And she says, let me ask you. What's your deal, man? And I said, what the F are you talking about? And she said,
it was almost a Tony Soprano. What?
Yeah. What? Oh, hold on. The guy we're bowling is on the phone tonight.
Okay. Oh, about time.
The guy we're bowling against tonight, Paul from the Queens.
Aggravation.
Hey, Paul.
Whoa. How you doing, guys?
Paul, hi. Hey, listen, get ready to lose tonight.
We're going to kick your behind. Listen, is your wife going to let you bowl tonight or what?
Hey, it starts. Go. The trash talk starts. Hey, is there excitement in Queens, Paul, about the arrival of the gutter balls?
Yeah, a lot of people are buzzing about it.
Good. Yeah, we're going to kick your ass tonight, Paul. And we will be glad to shake your hand and have a beer or five or ten with you afterwards. But know that while we're bowling you,
it's serious business.
We're going to kill you.
You guys don't stand a chance.
Hey, Paul, what is the record of the aggravation?
We're right now in our league. We bowl at 9:30 tonight. We're in third place right now.
Oh, really?
Place. Third place. How many teams in the league?
30.
Whoa.
What are the averages?
Oh, God, they're going to kill
us. Oh, really?
What are the averages?
I could tell you our averages, but I don't think you'd show up. So.
No, that's okay. We'd like to hear them. What are your averages?
Okay, my father averages 181, but trust me, he doesn't bowl 181. He's a little bit worse than that.
Okay.
My fiance Laura's at a 160.
Oh, God.
And myself and the other kid on the team, Eddie, he's a 213.
Rob, explain that. I don't know this bowling scoring.
Yes, you know, Mike, 300 is a perfect game.
300 is a perfect game.
Yeah, so if this guy averages like 213,
that means lots of strikes and spares.
Yes, and picking up a lot of spares.
Yeah, we're going to get killed. Although publicly, I'm still going to say we're going to win.
Yeah, of course. And I think tomorrow we'll still say we won.
Paul, listen, we look forward to seeing you tonight, man.
We look forward to seeing you.
Do they serve beer at the bowling alley?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, good.
They serve the hard stuff?
Anything you want.
They serve hard liquor?
Yep.
We're going to need that.
Okay, see you there.
I'll see you there.
All right, you know, hey, you know what I was saying last night? I'm going now.
We'll be there way early. John in New Jersey. Hey, John, hi.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi. Oh, this is the guy who did the logo for our bowling shirt.
Very nice. Yeah.
Beautiful logo, dotted my gutter balls with the balls. They look like balls. I have they look like sacks, and they have hair coming out of them.
It's a beautiful silk screening job they did on the back of these, everybody's got their names embroidered on the front of the shirt.
Oh, I can't wait to get it.
John, it's very nice. Thank you very much.
Listen, guys.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you.
What?
I really appreciate you guys wearing my sack on your back.
There you go. Our pleasure.
You got it. Thank you.
Have a good time.
Yeah, thank you. We sure will.
Shirts.
We do want to thank Chantilly Bowling Supplies for hooking us up with the balls and the shoes.
Tony, I'll be in to see you next week.
The shirts are provided by Sonic Promos at www.sonicpromos.com.
Am I the only one who's getting dual bowling balls?
I might be on that soon because I think I have to buy a bowling ball for Carrie soon.
Oh, really? Okay. The bowling ball on the train, I get funny looks with it.
Yeah.
You know what do you mean? You carry your fag bag all the time on the train.
Yeah, I know.
Your bag that's got your movie player in it and your big neck brace thing.
But do you notice what I did this trip?
What?
No fag bag.
Yo, you didn't bring the fag bag.
Where is it?
Don't know. Gone.
What happened?
We always screw that up.
Where is it?
Gone.
See, now at that time I was going to say, don't know.
We're going to have to get that tape.
I think it's, where is it? Gone. What happened?
Don't know.
Don't know.
There you go.
Okay, let's try it again.
Okay.
Where is it?
Gone.
What happened?
Don't know.
Yeah, and you replaced your fag bag instead.
With the bowling bag.
And you also had that, a gigantic,
I had a huge suitcase.
Bigger than a big suitcase.
I have a two-day suitcase and a three-day suitcase. I am not a resident like you are. I envy you, man. He gets on the train with just his briefcase with all the show stuff in it, and it's...
That's it.
Is that the best part?
That's the best part.
That's got to be the best part.
Oh, and of course, living in the greatest city in the world, I had my first falling out last night with some of my neighbors.
Oh, really?
When I got the call last night, we got back from dinner, and the call from downstairs, and it was Anthony, and he says he's the concierge in the building I live in. Hey, it's Anthony. Can I come up and talk to you? I said, sure, come on up. So he comes up, and I think it's something building related, and he says, when you came in tonight from dinner, were you smoking a cigar? I said, yeah, I was. I got some complaints about that.
Ooh.
That apparently some of the pinheads who live in my building didn't appreciate the fact that as I walked from the front door to the elevator and then to my apartment that I had a cigar going. So
you can smoke in your apartment.
Of course I can,
did you smoke it in the elevator?
Yeah, and somebody ratted me out, obviously.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess somebody complained, and this guy Anthony, who's a great guy who works at the front desk, he immediately knew it was me.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he came upstairs, and I said, "So what? What's the punishment for this?" And he said,
"You're going to get a letter."
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get a letter, sir. A letter stating that in the event that you, by any chance, smoke your cigar from the front door to the elevators and up in the elevator, that you will be put on the street.
So, no, he said, "Don't worry about it." He said, "Just don't smoke your cigar in the elevator.
Don't do that
in the hallway because people are upset." I said, "Fine, great. That's fine. Yeah, city's falling down. That's." Okay, let's worry about me smoking a cigar in the goddamn building.
How about your elfin-like friend? Made himself known?
I've not seen him for the last couple of days.
Wow.
I'll let you know, I did slip a note under his door last night, though, saying, hey, Danny, where are you?
Oh, Danny boy.
Because I'd love to get him on the show. So, listen, last night, this thing with the pager. Yeah. I get buzzed this pager thing for his birthday.
So you were picking it up at where your wife and you were kind of going back and forth having a little skirmish.
Thank you. My wife, she says to me, I'm leaving the apartment. She's giving me crap, and I go back in the corner. I go, what is the deal? And she said, well, I'm just curious about a message you got on your handheld page unit today. And I said, what was that? And she said, who sent you a message that said, hi, baby? And I said, well, I'm assuming that you sent it to me, meaning my wife, since, and I'm going to pull it up right here. If I push on mailbox, it says, from... and it has my wife's email address.
Ah, right.
And it says, wireless message, hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
And it was sent yesterday at 4:37 p.m.
That's about right.
So I said to her, well, I assume that you sent it to me, and I didn't feel the need to send one back. And she said, I didn't send it to you. And I said, well, yes, you did, because I've got it right here, and it says from, and it has my wife's email address. And she said,
don't you, like the hardest damn thing to use.
She said, don't you know how this thing is set up? And I said, no. And she said, how do you think you're able to get your email sent from our computer to your little handheld Arch wireless thing? I said, I don't know. She said, because all of the email goes through the account at home.
Right.
Meaning that when someone sends me an email and it gets forwarded up to my little handheld thing, it goes first through the computer at home.
Well, that is, in effect, your penal LoJack then.
Yes. And
it works.
And what happens is that my wife then sees, oh, look, you know, my husband's got some email coming his way on the pager, and it says, hi, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, who would send you that message? And I said, listen, if it wasn't you, I've got no freaking idea. So she says, fine, you know, whatever. And I say, fine, whatever.
Oh, dear.
And I leave, and I'm walking to the restaurant, and I'm scratching my head. I'm thinking, what? Who could possibly?
So you're wondering who sent you the hi, baby.
Yeah, I'm thinking, no one even knows the address on this
right.
thing. I mean, you know, I can count on one hand the people who know the address.
Hi.
Yeah. Charles Broyhill.
No, it wouldn't be him.
My wife.
Right.
Okay. And Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only people, and Jim McClure are the only people who know the email address to send me this thing here. And I get to the restaurant last night, and there's Buzz, very happy, sipping his martini, waiting for the table. And I walk in, I said, hey, Buzz, by any chance did you send me an email message on your pager today? And he says, no, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I got one that said, hi, baby, and I'm trying to figure out who it's from.
Oh, I sank.
And then Buzz, he goes, I tried to send that to Marcia.
Now, was Buzz's return address difficult to decipher?
There is no return address.
Oh, so it doesn't send a return address.
No, it doesn't send a return address.
Right.
So the only return address I got on this thing is it looks like it came from Frida, because that's the computer that it came through. So immediately I pull out the phone. Talk about being pussy whipped. I pull out the phone and I say, here. You tell her.
Yeah.
Tell her that, because she's busted my balls about this.
Right.
You're calling. You're calling.
So Buzz picks up the phone, and I hear Buzz's end of the conversation.
For first time in all the years that we've known each other, Frida does not believe me.
Right.
She thinks I'm covering. She says, are you throwing yourself in front of a bus for my husband?
Oh, yeah, right. Like I'm that stupid. So then she gets off the phone with Buzz, and I say, well, listen, do I get an apology now? And she says, let me just say this. We've known Buzz and Marcia 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard Buzz call her baby. I've never heard him call her baby. And I said, well, perhaps it's a private thing. I mean, I call my wife baby all the time, but that's just me, man.
Mm-hmm. No, I do it too.
But no, so anyway, that's where it stands now.
What you're saying is it's still not resolved.
No.
And Buzz is saying that Frida doesn't believe him, so we've got a world of hurt here.
Yes, we do.
I feel just awful about it. I've since figured out how to work the thing now. That's what I was trying to do at the time, was, you know, get the hang of it. And I guess I, in my haste, accidentally forwarded it to Don instead of
dope.
My wife.
You dope.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
The number you have reached, area code,
has been changed.
She's moved.
The new number is not listed. The locks have also been changed. The residence has been moved.
Thank you, baby.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached, area code...
Okay, wait a minute.
Maybe, is no longer in service.
Okay. 1703.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is good. Why don't I just announce my phone number on the air?
Two. The new location is a post office box somewhere in the Midwest.
Two. Gotcha. Here we go. All right.
I got it now.
So anyway, she just put me in a world of hurt last night over this.
Yeah, you were not peppy at dinner, at the beginning of dinner.
Yeah,
she upset you. You did not enjoy your meal.
She pissed me off last night.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Is this Bart?
No, Bart's at school.
Who's doing this great voice? Doesn't sound like your wife.
Hello. Oh, excuse me.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
Hey, that's good, Frida.
Wow.
That's nice. Frida, that's like your best I've ever heard.
Oh, Gary.
I didn't even recognize it.
That's better than your Dino the Dinosaur impression.
I've always been...
You think that I had moved.
Who would that character be, Frida?
That was the new foreign lady that lives in this house.
Hello.
Hello, this is good.
Hello.
So, listen, I don't know if you're listening to the show or not. I'm just...
Yeah, that's why I did that, Mike.
I am just describing, you know, the world of hurt that you put me in last night over this stupid thing, this goddamn high baby.
He sat at dinner, Frida, last night most of the time with just his hands at his sides.
Somber.
With his hands on the table.
Well, kind of like,
notice the body language. The body language was of a slightly beat up man.
You ruined my evening last night. You really did.
I was mad at myself for mentioning it to you, darling, because what I had wanted to do was wait for further messages that would reveal the slut's identity. But I could not contain it. I had to grill you right away. I thought, okay, I'm just going to shut up. He's too stupid to know that I see the email that gets forwarded through the house computer.
But it says on my Motorola thing, it says from, and it has your address.
Like I explained it to you 15 times yesterday, it only says that. And when the earlier buzz message came through, theoretically, the earlier buzz message, which could have been a ploy. I still haven't figured out the plot completely.
This is heavy duty. Yeah. So I want to say on the show, for those of you that might just be tuning in and not regular listeners of the program, I'm going to tell you right now, Frida, questioning Buzz's sincerity is a major development.
Buzz, I am afraid, and I know you don't like to do this, I am afraid I'm going to have to ask you to get your wife on the telephone.
Okay, let's do it.
Is she at work or at home?
I believe she's at work.
The conspiracy theory will not be quelled
that
easily.
Honey, yes it will. Buzz, I'm afraid I want you to write down on a piece of paper, give it to Lisa, let's get Marcia on line number 6, and the question is, because this is what my wife said to me last night, I have never heard Buzz refer to Marcia as baby. Baby.
All the time.
And I said, isn't it possible that he does? She says, I've never heard it.
You've not joined us for those intimate moments.
I thought I had. There was one in the car one time where Marcia was about to touch me. I thought, you know, we had to.
Oh, yeah. And listen, and meanwhile, while my wife is busting my balls about this, I find out, I get a call from my British neighbor, Gary, who tells me that tonight, my wife and all the girls in the neighborhood, one of the broads got a hot tub. They're all getting liquored up, and they're having a naked hot tub party tonight.
Naked? Are you going to get in there nude?
All the broads on my street.
That's Gary's fantasy. That's not real life. That's his fantasy of what he'd like to see happen. I don't think so.
You got Marcia on the phone?
Yes.
You got her? Okay, hold on a second. She on line 5? Gotcha. Hey, Marcia. Marcia?
Yes?
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
You want to say hi to your wife, Buzz?
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, baby.
See the way she laughs? She's not comfortable with that. She's not familiar to her. Well, that's not true.
She's very comfortable with
that's
it.
That's how we refer to each other.
Hi, baby.
Hi, babe.
Buzz, did you tell your wife what happened?
Yes, I did. She's up to date. She's up to speed.
All right, would you please tell my paranoid wife, Marcia, would you please tell my paranoid wife that was probably sent to me in error?
Oh, it was, and I still have it on the computer, so I could print it out and show the time. It came in at about 3:20 or something yesterday.
That was one
at
of
least
them.
Mine did.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, what do you have to say to that?
And I like the way you say it was probably sent to you by Buzz and Error.
What do you mean?
That's what you said, probably. So either something's going on between you and Buzz, which is an avenue I haven't even explored.
This is a full-fledged inquisition. This is a take-no-prisoners inquisition right now.
Or the other thing is, this was an experiment to test the road for future
communication. Right, because I want all my hoes sending me email on my private little handheld thing.
Yeah, I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Jesus,
you know what,
Christ.
Buzz got a new toy for his birthday, and he just didn't quite know how to work it yet.
Still figuring it out.
Well, see, the bad thing is, Marcia, that now they can have communication that we don't necessarily know about. So you have to be ever vigilant.
No. But it's obvious that I can't have communication with people because I didn't.
Well, I mean, how come
I didn't even know that you could read messages that people sent me on this thing?
I have a technical question.
What's the question?
How come his little machine that he has, Ed, that he was sending it to? you.
He was trying to send it to his wife.
And he hit your address accidentally.
Right.
And he sent it to your little machine. How come it went through a computer at home?
Because that's the way my wife has it set up.
It's, so your address goes through your home computer.
Yeah, even if, it's not email, Mike. It's C-mail.
Just the way it works.
No, that's the way my wife's got it set up.
So when you get this little device, you get a convoluted number with it. And if you want it to have a catchy name, mm-hmm. you have to have it forwarded from the catchy name to the convoluted number.
I'm changing mine now to Pussy Whipped. That's going to be the new name on my screen.
You love yours. You're on yours constantly.
I mean, I am.
I see your little red one that you have. Where's yours, Buzz?
I'm on it all the time.
On my hip. Right here.
God damn, my wife loves busting my balls.
If I could just have you wired, then I wouldn't even need to have...
Got me wired, honey. You're 24 hours a day. You know where I am every second of every freaking day.
You're on the road. You're a traveling guy. We didn't even see each other. I was away on the weekend, and you're away during the week. I get a little paranoid.
You should keep this in mind, honey.
You are such a hunk, my darling.
Yeah, right.
Yes, he is.
A hunk of ass.
No.
Come on now. Don't say
you're
so short.
You are so adorable that even Buzz, who I trusted with you, is having a hard time resisting.
All right, well, listen. And you know I do call you baby. I still love you, baby.
I know you call me baby, but I don't know who else you're calling baby out there. That was...
Christ. What a mess this is.
I can't do this anymore.
I've been married to this broad...
Wait a minute. I can't... We got to stop this.
I've been married to this broad for 20 years.
Why?
I got to stop this. I'm tired of this cover-up. It was me.
Right.
It was me, okay? Don and I call each other baby when nobody's around.
Well, you know, and I only bring this up on the air because most times I think my wife is, like, goofing around. Uh-huh. But last night, she was really pissed at me.
Yeah, you were shaking up when you got to dinner.
She was really pissed at me.
Visibly shaking.
She was shaking during the meal.
Any wife who sees an email to her husband that just says, hi, baby, on it.
Well, he had a new toy, and he was sending me a message.
That's true. And she got hers, and Don got his.
Yeah. All right, well, sweetie. I would feel a lot better, even though Buzz and Marcia are both two of the most honest people I know. If there wasn't any kind of work relationship, uh-huh. if we could get outside verification that...
relationship with who?
With you.
What do you mean?
Well, I can verify it. I don't work as hard as they do.
Honey, what are you talking about? What is this? What are you talking about?
I'm saying if there wasn't, you know, if you could be in cahoots with people that work. You know,
right, honey, listen, this is very seriously. Hey, Marcia, I'm going to let you go because I want my wife to talk to some of the people who are calling me up now.
Okay, cool.
All right,
Marcia,
thank you.
I'll talk to you later. I'm not mad at you. I don't want you. Oh, I know.
You're the only mad at me.
And
it's
me.
Only
okay.
you and your husband that are having the affair. Me and somebody.
Honey, do you really?
The
more the merrier.
Do you realize how awful you're making me look with this thing here? I mean, Christ, listen to this guy, Sean. Sean.
What have you done to deserve such an inquisition? Yes. Have you cheated on her before?
Yes,
or
no,
anything?
No, never cheated on this woman before. Never. 20 years of being faithful to this woman.
I got to tell you, she should be in charge of Homeland Security. The way she's treating everything, that's ridiculous. I don't know. You guys really love each other.
20 years I've been with this woman.
When you come home, there's going to be National Guard around the house. I haven't told you that.
And then somebody will send the UN inspectors in to see the pagers.
20 years, I want to say, I've done lots of bad stuff, okay? I've done lots of bad stuff. I've taken money out of our bank accounts. Mm-hmm. I bought cars and not told my wife about it. I've hid the cars from her. But I've never been unfaithful to her.
No, but you have thought about it. And I know that.
Oh, God damn. What do you mean you know I've thought about it?
I know you've thought about it, even if you haven't acted on it.
The Jimmy Carter thing? You mean lust in the heart?
Yes.
God knows your thoughts.
Man, are you having your period or what?
Jimmy, I don't have that anymore.
That's right, I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you.
Bye, Frida.
Be good, I got my eye on you.
I know you do. I love you.
Goodbye, I love you.
Yeah, it could be big fun at the bowling alley tonight.
Bye, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hope I get laid. I hope I get laid at the bowling alley tonight.
The bowling alley.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I hope I find some big New Jersey slut to come down there.
Sure.
And lay me tonight.
Hi, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
How funny is that?
She wants to stack your pens.
Hello.
Hello, baby.
Who's this? Hi, baby.
Hey, you're forgetting one other person that has your email address that does speak to you in that manner.
Who is that?
Leah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Ooh, well, ouch. I mean, it's openly known that she's not interested in you sexually.
I really do believe we've got the most, we seriously have the most attentive listeners in the world.
God
this
bless
is a good
them.
Pull by this caller that remembers that.
We do. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this, Tonya? Tona?
Tona.
Tona. Hey, Tona.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
I called, I guess, for the same reason as everybody else. I just wanted to say that if Frida is not that secure in her relationship after 20 years, she needs to rethink it. Because I've been married for 20 years. And
ouch. Do you live in a house, an apartment, or a condo?
I live in a house.
Oh, I wish it was a condo because it would be a condo made for Tona. I'm sorry. I know it was a long way to go. I couldn't discipline myself.
That's quite
isn't that
right.
A condo made of Stona?
Yes.
King Todd.
King Todd.
Well, I've been known about that, too. So.
Oh, you've really, I'm not the only one that's giving you a hard time about that name.
No, not at all.
Okay.
But what is it with Frida? Is she so jealous that she can't handle an email that says, hi, baby?
Yes. Listen, I only put it on the air today. You know, I could have hidden it from everybody and not even made it. I put it on the air because it's so freaking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And last night, really, she really busted my balls about it. I mean, I don't mind when she busts my balls about stuff like you're lazy or you're sloppy or, you know, you don't listen to me.
But you and I are both in agreement that jealousy and paranoia are what make a successful marriage.
Yeah, well, right. I guess
I mean, not in Buzz's case,
not
obviously.
In my
house. But, I mean, Buzz has his own track record, which is stellar. But, I just think the jealousy and paranoia, you know, really, I think they keep the average male in line.
Well, look what it did today.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
I was just curious. Do you wear a lot of turtlenecks?
Sometimes. Why?
Well, I was wondering how you cover the marks from the short leash and collar that Frida keeps you on.
Do you know what? I am really pussy whipped, too, from what I just said. I just can't believe I said that. I just said it's okay for these horrible moments that I've gone through, too.
I mean, I understand it. I've been married for 25 years, but, you know, she knows you. She ought to trust you.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I think she does. I just think that she overreacted, that my wife will say that she's not having her period, but I believe she has some kind of chemical imbalance happening now.
Well, you know what? It makes great radio either way. Well,
yeah, you try living it, though, my friend. you try really being here.
Live it. Just a moment.
Being a part of this.
Live it.
Live a day in my underpants. Hello. I don't know if there was a full moon, Robbie.
Yeah,
hello.
Be.
Fran in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, guys. I feel very bad for you.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you. I want to play this the way Rush Limbaugh is playing his deafness.
Yes. Hey, can I say that all these women calling, they want you.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I'll do all you girls tonight at the bowling alley tonight.
Yeah, the bowling alley.
Come on down. I'll do you there.
My question, though, is what did you do to make her this jealous and
nothing.
Okay.
Apprehensive? Maybe she doesn't want you. Maybe she's just trouble.
You know, as I said, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No transgressions at all.
Oh, now you're just piling on, aren't you?
No, honey, I told you. I've been a perfect, in that regard, I've been a perfect husband.
Wow.
In every other way, I'm probably the worst husband in the world. But as far as that goes, yeah.
I'm really sorry.
And honey, listen, you know what I'm guilty of? 20 years of being irresistible.
That's it.
David in Brooklyn, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Don, I just wanted to tell you, you're not alone. My wife is the same way. A co-worker of mine, she came to my job first time going there, and a girl came and said, hi, guy, how you doing? And walked past. She flipped out for the next 24 hours, just like, what are you doing? Flirting with her, talking to her like that? All she said was, hi, guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Some broads. You know, let me just say this. For a brief moment, makes you understand what O.J. was all about.
Oh, God.
That's all I want to say. Just makes you get into the mind of Juice for a moment.
Yeah, but see, wasn't Juice the jealous one, though?
Yes.
See, it wasn't in the same direction. You see, with Juice, you know, he was the one that was jealous.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Art, hi.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Instead of getting these expensive Docker pants that you guys get, maybe she should take you to the ladies' wear.
Oh, I know. So she can get me a nice dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Soccer pants?
By Dockers.
Docker pants. Oh, I was going to say, do we have another part of our bowling uniform?
That's what I wear.
Hello, Joel.
Shorts.
Hello.
Joel, hi.
Don, hey, I'm the one that sent that email to you because I love you, man, you whore.
Okay.
So you're the slut.
I know, we got a break, Rob. We'll just take one or two more. Hello, Will, New Jersey. Hi, Will.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, when that email got sent to the computer to be forwarded,
shouldn't the address from where it was sent have been on the computer, even if it wasn't forwarded to your machine?
Well, that's what I was screaming at her last night. I said, why don't you just go to the computer and find it out? Or I said, why don't you just call Arch Wireless and find out? And she said to me, why don't you? And I said, to her, listen, I got nothing to hide. Why don't you? Go ahead, you do it.
She has the burden of proof legally.
You do it.
That's right. She is the Greta Van Susteren.
That's right.
The burden of proof.
Greta Van Susteren.
Hey, Jay, hello.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, good morning.
Hi, baby.
Oh, stop it. You stop it, please.
You know, Don, I got to tell you, another angle on this thing might be... she's feeling mistrustful because she's got a guilty conscience about herself.
Well, I want to tell you something. And, you know, my wife has not said this on the air, that I don't know when this was, back over the summer, back when we were, I know where it was, we were on a holiday with Rob and Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
When we went to France.
Oh, when Frida slept with Rob?
Yeah. No.
Our affair?
No. Frida went to a one of them goddamn fortune tellers, mm-hmm. and the fortune teller told her that some guy was going to hit on her.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't flip out about that.
Right? No.
And she came right back and told me. I said, what did the fortune teller tell you? And she said, that things are going to go great for you and your job, and things will be great in my life, but there's somebody, and I think she said someone I work with, who really wants her.
Yes. Wow. And with a flat head.
Who could that? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, hold on. Let me, it's interesting.
Where did this happen? Remember what part of the vacation?
Was it in French? Do the fortune tellers speak French?
Hello. You will be hit on by Greta Van Susteren. With her big thighs. Don't you think she has big thighs?
She got a vish mouth, doesn't she?
Yeah. She does. It is a mouth for love, no?
Hey, what's up with this phone again? Hear that? It's got that hollow thing happening?
Yes, it sounds like
it should correct
hollow.
Itself when the line completes, when it connects. I think.
Sounds like it is scratching on the left side.
Now we got to take a break.
Hello. You will be hit on by that partner of Greta Van Susteren. What is his name? The drunk man.
Roger Cossack.
Roger Cossack.
I forgot.
Roger Cossack will hit on you.
That guy that I met, that Robin I met that night at that charity thing.
You must be having a field day with that.
Hello, Sharon in New Jersey. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Just want to tell everybody to leave Frida alone. I think she's so open-minded. I think she's wonderful. Oh,
good. Why you be married to her?
You know, I think this woman wants you, Don.
Hey, would you listen?
I think she's great. She's very open-minded.
Were you from New Jersey?
Yes.
Hey, come down to Queens tonight. I'll bang you. I'm irresistible. Come to Woodhaven Lanes. I'm going to have sex with every woman that shows up tonight.
That's right. I think this woman wants Frida.
No, I just think she's very open-minded and very nice, and she should be jealous a little bit. I would be.
Please get out of here. Tammy. Oh, Darren. Tommy.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. No, I just wanted to back up Frida to a point, because you see, you are a nice-looking gentleman. So,
wow, you have obviously never been to DonandMikeFans.com.
No, never.
Go there, take a look at my picture sometime, honey, then call me back. Okay?
Let's examine the semantics, shall we? She wants to back up.
No,
Frida.
Yeah, Frida is...
Okay.
You can understand Frida's point.
No, I can't.
Here's the point.
I can. You are a nice-looking gentleman, so therefore...
No, I'm not, honey. I'm hideous.
You are.
I'm very lucky to be married to her.
Yes, you are.
All right, we got to go.
Guys.
All right, goodbye.
Hi, trouble.
We got to go. We'll see you later. Okay, I know. We have to do a break now. Enough with that. Enough with my pathetic life. Thanks, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, baby.
877-365-3636 or 877-692-1027. Those are the numbers. You want to know what the mind of the married man is like? Come stick your eye in my ear right now. You see what's going on in there? Well, that's what's happening. That's the real mind of the married man.
You can see it through the wax.
Yes, you can. 100th caller now. Prize package selected especially for you. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Well, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just look. No, but you don't. Would you just let me? Give me. You're not. Give me a.
Aww.
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Time for call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes. Is this Don? Am I straight away on the air?
Yeah, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
This is Jeff Miller from New Jersey, the 100th caller.
Jeff, you've won the Mind of the Married Man prize pack. The Mind of the Married Man. That's a fallacy of a show.
Thank you,
boo-boo. New show. New comedy series on HBO. Watch the first three episodes back-to-back tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO.
Now, I'm not going to get stiffed because I called you boo-boo, right?
No, you get the prize.
I just want to add one more thing, if you don't mind, and that is, you know, this whole thing is Frida's fault. Anyway, she last week and the week before, you complained about how she was dressing you up so beautifully that, you know, what else can you say?
Right, yeah, that's why this is happening.
You're taking a lot. You're taking so much that I'm going to admit to. How often do you get your emails on your little machine?
Did you just send me one?
I tackled buzzing the hallway to get your address.
Did you send me one?
Well, I got my Palm Pilot up here today.
You son of a bitch. That hasn't come through yet.
Okay. I just wanted, you know, when it does come through, just so there's no confusion, it was from me.
Okay.
You know, technology has really changed the art of practical jokery.
But, you know, it's just, it was one too many calls, and I was going to wait, but then, you know, you wait, and then who knows, you know. I didn't know how often they come through, and if you're going to be, like, dealing with this at 4 o'clock or something like that.
All right. Hey, listen, Jeff, thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you, sir, very much.
Hold on, though. Thank you, sir.
Man.
Wow. And I'm going here to the instant feedback, and there's one douchebag. See, the thing is, if you're going to write us an instant feedback at WNEW.com, it's fine if you write that you hate me or you hate Mike or you hate the show, but it kind of destroys the purpose if you send the same message as this one douchebag has now roughly 100 times.
Hey, wow. Oh, there's apparently psycho about.
Apparently he typed the message in and then just keeps hitting resend, resend, resend. It is from Jersey Dan. Email address, I'm sure it's made up. IRO LLSI at AOL.com from Jersey Comments. Hate seeing all of these? We hate listening to Frida. Great, Don. Way to appeal to your demo. Make young to middle-aged men think that they are listening to a pussy-whipped middle-aged man who can't bowl.
Whoa!
Suck my chocolate starfish.
Hey, wow.
Hint, your little talks with your wife equal bad radio.
Oh, bite me.
Yeah, right. That cuts me to the quip. And the fact that you've spent the last half hour listening and sending in the same email message 100 times, you know what that says to me? That says to me 2.25 hours of radio you spent listening to the show today. So for that, I thank you.
Amen, brother.
Now, about radio and about what is acceptable on the radio and not acceptable on the
radio.
I'm sure you know that consultant would hate the fact that I read that stupid instant feedback on the air.
He is very into filtering out all negative comments, and we know how much our audience loves the negative comments.
Yeah, I thought that after the last two episodes, over the last couple of weeks, there's this radio consultant. I won't say his last name. His first name is Pete. Most people in the business know who he is.
Johnson.
He, for whatever reason, started by sending me a note with what he thought was constructive criticism about the show.
Graves.
Which was, as it turns out, just the worst jive is stuff you've ever heard. Like, you guys should have a laugh track in the studio. You should do the same bit at the same time every day.
Yeah, bring in the live studio audience to the laugh track. That'll really bring the laughs up.
So I read that on the air, and he got mad that I read it on the air. And then I got this one last night on the AOL. And this one makes me laugh. This is really good. This is a personal attack now at me, from some colleagues.
Okay.
And I share this with you. Don, after my last two emails to you, now keep in mind, this is from a radio consultant.
I thought he was obsessed after the last correspondence. Now it has moved into the land of pure obsession.
Yeah, because he said if you read the last one, that would terminate your relationship.
Right.
No,
yeah, but I think we figured out, though, that if he's up in Hartford or New Haven, he can pick up the WNEW. He can hear it, so.
And he can't get it out of his head.
So he's no better than the douchebag on the instant feedback. Let me see. Dear Don, after my last two emails to you, sent under strictest confidence, you read them on the air. And I was wondering if you might have the internal fortitude to share this one with your audience. I, am a 31-year radio veteran, a highly respected programmer for many years, and now, if I may say myself, one of the tops in my field. Every week, over 300 radio stations pay, and that's in big letters, large, you know, uppercase, pay for my opinions and expertise. I send you some thoughts on your talk show as a friend and fan. In return, I get portrayed as an idiot whom everyone laughs at. You, though, are the one everyone in the industry laughs at. I heard from many former colleagues and friends after you read my email on the air. Some of these people worked for you or with you. Dare you share these thoughts from them on you?
Oh, wow.
From Gary, a former programmer who you worked for.
I can imagine
that's
who that
gotta
is.
It's got to be Gary Berserkowitz.
Of course, you're your most hated program director of all time.
It's got to be. And, you know, the way the network work has to be, that the network works is that one guy hears about it or something and they email each other about, you know, what an a-hole I am.
Apparently.
So, here we go.
You're popular.
From Gary, a former programmer who you worked for. And then he pastes part of the email that he got from Gary. Mm-hmm. Quote, I guess he's writing about me. He was at one time one of the greats. Now he revels in programming to the lowest common denominator. When he was a jock for me in the late 70s, he was constantly breaking formatic rules. If he didn't like a certain record, he just wouldn't play it. One time in particular, he was in the presence of the station's music director when he physically destroyed the cartridge with the song "Do You Think I'm Sexy" by Rod Stewart.
What were you thinking?
When asked why he destroyed station equipment and took a record off the air by himself, he said it was a piece of crap and he wouldn't play it again. Postscript, the song was the number one record in America at the time. When I confronted him, he was more concerned about who had told on him rather than the act of destruction itself. Right then and there, I knew he was going to be trouble. He had no room for the opinions of others because he was always right. He thought he programmed the morning show, and I had the other 20 hours a day to run.
There you go.
When I fired him, he told me to F, and he writes, so F you, off, and left without even saying goodbye to his co-workers.
Aww.
Told me a lot about the character of this one. Consider the source when you hear him talking about you on his show now. So that's the first piece of indictment that I would obviously be afraid to read.
Man, now he's just hurling the stuff at you, and he keeps it going by continuing to send these emails.
How about this one?
Okay, now here's the next one. How about this from Jack? A former on-air staffer who you worked with. And I don't know, he worked with a million
disc jockeys.
Yeah, it could be, you know, Jack Armstrong, Jack the Whack, it could be Jack the Kid, and it could be anybody.
Right.
Quote, and again, what he does is he's pasted the emails from the other guy so I can see that it came from somebody else.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Don has always wanted to do the type of show he's doing now, which is to say, crap and filth. I remember him screaming at our program director, Bill Garcia, during his shift. The conversation was during a newscast and centered around his insistence on taking live phone calls, no tape, no delay.
Ooh.
Let me say on my behalf here that all of these complaints, I guess, are from back when I was, like, in music radio.
Right.
When I played records and when they were, you know, screaming at you do all this crap.
Mm-hmm.
No taping, no delay. Someone had called his show and said the word S-H-I on the air, and when Bill, that's the program director, Bill Garcia, so obviously this is from WDRQ in Detroit, when Bill calmly came into the studio to see what had happened, Don went ballistic. He refused to back down and was fired two books later when his numbers tumbled. Even then, in 1980, he reveled in talking about his bosses by name on air and ridiculing them. That is his only talent. Feel lucky you're not in contact with him anymore. His 15 minutes of fame will be up soon.
Right. We've heard that for many moons.
And then he puts one more in here. And Steve, who programmed a major market station you worked at in Chicago. And now this limits it because it's got to be Steve Casey from WLS.
Okay.
It's got to be. He's
right.
The only guy named Steve I worked for in Chicago. He writes, I heard a tape of Don doing his anti-radio routine about you today. Before I had to work with him, I always thought it was a gag. The guy really knew what good radio was all about. I've never had before or since an air talent who so severely or broke every rule given to him. He even did formatics backwards just to piss me off.
Oh, that's right.
Now listen
that's
to this example. This is beautiful.
Paranoid.
Once during a Sticks and Stones weekend, we gave away tickets to both concerts.
It's a Sticks and Stones weekend.
He continued to repeatedly refer to it as a Stones and Sticks weekend.
There you go. I knew you would.
I hotlined him, and he hung up on me. After I called him again, he took the next 5 minutes on air to lambaste me for having the gall to hotline him. As to his answer as to why, he was making a mockery of our huge fall promotion, he thought it was funny.
It is funny.
I actually jumped for joy the day he quit to work at B96.
Stones and Sticks.
He was a bad influence on any staff. The decisions he made and apparently continue to make are quite simply stupid.
Right.
Pete, keep your head up. You're a professional who just tried to help someone you thought was a friend.
Pete Pan.
You found out what I've known for years. Don is a jerk and doesn't know what passes for good radio. It'll catch up with him, and then we'll share a drink and a laugh.
Wow.
So here's the last part then from the guy Pete. Those are the three emails that he sent along. So, Don, Mr. New York City, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. I Will Talk About Anything, what do you say to this? Three unsolicited notes to me from former co-workers who state your true character. You've read my previous notes with constructive criticism on the air without my permission. Let me say this. And, of course, then this is all in uppercase again. Mm-hmm. You have my permission to read this on the air.
Ah.
But I know this. You won't. Because it doesn't fit into the twisted view of one-sided radio you have.
Wrong.
I might regain a bit of... Now, listen to this part. This part will drive you crazy.
Right.
I might regain a bit of respect for you if you do read this. But if you do read it, you will be continuing down the road of inside radio you've been blazing the trail
oh,
on.
Oh, God, what an ass. There he is with the mind game.
Yeah. That's the road that leads to Nowhereville.
Oh, my God.
Has so far, hasn't it?
And shut up about Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-oh.
He was right when he said that even deaf, he's better than 99% of the other hosts out there. He's always been 100% better than you. He is a pro. He is the Michael Jordan of radio. You are the Dennis Rodman of radio.
All right.
Go to hell.
that's sweet.
Pete.
There he is.
Hey, lovely email. That's
unbelievable.
Keep him coming.
You're hurting me.
That is
keep
the guy.
Coming.
He has a little agenda.
God damn, that's fantastic, isn't it?
You know, it's so funny how he turned around. Because, you know, way back when he was, you know, if you went from the very first email to the last one you got, you know, it started out where, you know, here are a few helpful hints. I love your show. I think you're,
yeah.
Didn't he say things like brilliant the whole nine yards? And then it ends up like this.
Yeah, once we read the letters on the air,
right.
then he's like sending me stuff that bad things people are writing about me.
Wow. Terrific.
I don't care. Hello.
Hello.
This is Brad.
This is Brad, yeah.
Hi, Brad.
I'm in hysterics. I'm trying to work at home, and I'm just, you got to get all these guys on the air, because I've never heard so many people out of, it's like listening to the Taliban, they're so out of touch.
Well, you know what, none of these guys would go on the air. I mean,
seeing it written down, and he turned it into a Stones and Sticks weekend.
How much don't they know about radio?
Everything.
Well, now, keep in mind also, this was, a lot of these incidents are 15, 20 years ago, they're
right.
talking about.
Right.
Well, before there was the genre of radio that we're doing now, when back then, if you went on WLS and you said it's a Stones and Sticks weekend instead of Sticks and Stones, really, the guy hotlined you and he go, what are you doing?
Right.
You're making a mockery of our fall promotion.
But it's still, over 20 years and they're still pissed about it.
And the two reasons you did it, really, were the, you know, number one, it is funny.
Yep.
And number two, just the inability to want to read that jive.
Yeah.
Sticks and Stones.
It's your Sticks and Stones weekend on WLS, everybody. Christ. Well, and, you know, I'm not surprised. The Gary, I have to assume, is Gary Berserkowitz, who, you know, I've talked about from Providence. I've talked about him on the air for a long time.
Right.
Jack obviously was a disc jockey from WDRQ in Detroit.
Okay.
I guess. And Steve has to be the guy from WLS.
Fantastic.
And are they all working on morning zoos now? Or
you know what? I think I think they're all consultants.
There you go.
I think so. I'm pretty sure I'm not making that up.
Slug.
All right.
Which means I can't get a job, right?
No,
right.
It is the greatest job in radio because when you're a consultant, you waltz in, and if your station that you're consulting does well, you can take full credit for it. If the station does not do well, you blame it on the individual talent.
Bingo. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Chris, hi. Hey, Chris. What am I doing here? Chris? Hello?
Hey, when Ken Ranger came in the studio, was he black?
Oh, you mean the bad comedian guy?
Yeah.
No, he's white.
Okay, because the guy that did that thing in the Metro yesterday spraying those people, his name was Ken Ranger. I thought it was the same guy.
Oh, you mean the guy in D.C. who did the thing spraying the cleaning product?
Yeah.
No,
and they showed him on the TV last night on the news, and he looked like a skinny black guy, so I guess it's not the
same. Hey, whatever happened with that? What was the deal? Because we didn't get any of it up here.
It appears to have been a bottle of carpet cleaner.
Okay. And all the stations were, like, going ballistic about it yesterday.
Right. Wouldn't it be WTOP that had the biggest meltdown about it? You know, just went absolutely berserk.
And Channel 4.
Yep.
In D.C. Hello, Manny.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I just want to know who was the loser who wrote that letter. Rush Limbaugh better? Oh, my God. The guy's such a bore, man. He puts me to sleep.
All right.
Well, it was an angry letter. It was an angry letter.
Okay. I read it because it's funny. It really made me laugh.
His judgment was clouded.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I was Chris. I was on hold. I got disconnected for some reason.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Turn your radio down, please.
You're on the air now, Chris.
Holy mackerel.
Hi.
I'd love to talk to you. Listen, I just want to say that this guy, Pete, is such a weasel. He's just trying to, like, earn your business. Now you did a big show. He's like, oh, people pay me to be a consultant, so I'm going to give you some free advice. Try it out and then try my services. The guy's a weasel.
No.
Absolutely horrible. I think I'm going to be a radio consultant because, obviously, all you have to do is be an a-hole, sit around and do absolutely nothing and write donkey letters like that.
They should do, really. They should go down to the Bronx Zoo. They go to the National Zoo in D.C. They go to the San Diego Zoo, find some of the finest monkeys in the world.
Sure.
And I guarantee they could be radio consultants.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes no talent whatsoever.
Eric.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the fact that these letters are unsolicited is just evidence that those dinks are still listening to the show.
Well, you know, and I think a lot of it, I think one of them wrote that I heard a tape of this. This is how the networking world of radio works. And keep in mind, I network myself. I still have a bunch of disc jockey friends who I write with and email with and get on the phone and chat with all the time. I think that guys like this, it's the same type of thing that we'll read that first letter on the air, and one guy will call another guy, and then a tape of it will get to the other guy, and they'll all get together, and they'll all just say what a jerk I am.
And even though they sent those emails about you being a jerk, they're all secretly glad that it wasn't them.
Yeah, right.
That they weren't spotlighted.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, really.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? I'm trying to get on the show.
Yeah, you're on. Hello. You're on an awful cell phone, though. Hello.
I'm on an awful cell phone.
I got to give the phone number again. It's national number 877-365-3636. In New York, you can call us at 877-692-1027.
Yeah, I think you might want to turn your radio down, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to Andy from ABC Radio. Andy.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi, Andy.
What a thrill to talk to you. I got a great Gary Berkowitz story for
you. Okay, now, Andy, just let me say, first, what do you do for ABC Radio?
I'm a reporter for them out of the Washington Bureau.
Okay. First, I am not sure that the Gary that was named in this email was Gary Berkowitz, but
you have your own personal stories about Gary Berkowitz.
I think we share the same story. We actually, you and I worked at the same station, Eddie, maybe about a year apart.
Where'd you work at? WPRO?
Pro FM
in Providence, right, okay.
Well, it was FM, WPRO FM. You had to say it three times, I think.
Yeah, of course. Now, let me just give you a brief insight into the genius of this guy, Gary Berkowitz. They had an AM station, WPRO,
right,
which was like the news talk station.
With Salty Bryant.
Yeah, the FM station, Pro FM, which was...
There was really a guy on the air named Salty Brian?
Yeah, he was the morning guy, like, for 70 years there.
Oh,
so they had the AM station, they had the FM station that was top 40, and they were concerned that people, when they would fill out the rating stuff, that they would be listening to Pro FM, but they would just rate WPRO.
Mm-hmm.
So Gary Berkowitz thought, aha, from now on, when you go on the air, you're going to say, FM, PRO, FM. Well, which was just
dumb,
stupid.
Doesn't sound good.
The best pukey voice you can.
Because, you know, it would never sound right.
FM, Pro FM.
People would call up. Of course, you couldn't put the calls on the air, but people would call up and go, hey, why do you say FM, PRO, FM?
What's wrong with you?
All right, well, what about
here's the quick story. I was 17 years old. working radio in Providence. He had me come in and do the very early morning Sunday shift when they ran all the religious programming.
God Squad, right, okay.
He didn't want to get up at 5 in the morning, so I think I did it from 5 to 8. And then I did an hour disc jockey show. Well, he didn't want me doing that, or he wanted me to stop doing it. He only wanted to pay me for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Rhode Island law said he had to pay someone for 4 hours. When I brought that up, he said, sorry, you're fired. True story. Now, I got sent back to the minor leagues at a tiny little station in West Warwick, Rhode Island. And he and some guy, I can't remember his name, is Giovanni or something.
He was the overnight guy.
Yeah. They came down in some weird Volkswagen car to come down and gloat about how I'd never work in the big leagues again.
What an a-hole he was.
Wow. What a prick.
All right, thank you. Thanks,
my
Andy.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Andy.
Radio guys, they love you.
Happy to help.
We got a break. Yeah, this, in Gary Berkowitz's mind, this was a perfect break back when I worked for him. FM, PRO-FM, Captain Engineer, FM, PRO-FM. You don't really say anything.
Entertaining? Yes.
Just get out the FM, PRO, FM.
It's all on the card.
What a dope. Mike, I turned that off. I received your message, Mike.
Okay,
now, see, let me just show you.
Okay.
On the top, it says, from, and you'll see that it doesn't have your Palm Pilot.
Right.
It says, from, and it has my wife's email address.
Sorry.
Nice.
Baby. See you at the bowling alley tonight, lover. I can practically taste you already. Oh. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
I didn't sign it, though.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. That's doing me a lot of good. All right. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your life.
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
Ditch Witches of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Here we go.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Right. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, that's right. 877-365-3636. New York, call 877-692-1027. I understand my brother. Was Jimmy on the phone a while ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll call him back in a second.
Umdum.
Tonight, yes, Umdum, my brother, the Umdum. Tonight, Don and Mike Gutterballs. It is our world debut of...
I think we're going to lose.
We're playing against the aggravation.
The Queen's aggravation, but we are going to look good even if we lose.
Yeah, we got our beautiful bowling shirts and awesome. Our new shoes and our bright, shiny balls.
Embroidered names on the front, beautifully silk screened on the back on low-grade cotton.
Our balls with big holes in them.
Yes, sirree.
Tonight, come on by in Queens, Woodhaven Lanes. We will start the match at 7:30. Now, Rob, of course, who knows more about rules than anybody.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the rules are.
Well, the rule is simple.
You take the ball and you roll it down the lane.
You got two balls.
Are we going to have the inflatable pads over the gutters?
No, we don't have the retard bowling.
Oh, okay.
But Rob was telling me last night that we have to come up with a batting order.
A lineup.
And there's a rule for the batting order for a bowling team.
Really?
The tradition is that your best bowler bowls anchor or last, and then you put your second best first. And then that's known as leadoff, and then the worst, and then they get better.
Now, how many? Is it five? Our bowling team's five people,
right?
Normally.
So what our lineup should be for five? It should be second best, worst, next worst.
Well, you know, now I'm going to put you on the spot. Then put our lineup together.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Rob. Do it.
Go ahead. Give us our lineup.
Okay.
Do it. Who? Just do it 1 to 5.
Okay. Who do you think between the two?
No.
I'll be worst. I'll be the second bowler.
Yes, you will.
That goes without saying.
Okay. I'll put Don at leadoff, and then we'll go Buzz, Lisa, me, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
What does that mean?
That means he thinks I'm the best.
Really?
We can change. I had no idea. I think he's bowled more recent than you, and that's what harbored that.
Really? All right, we'll compare our scores tonight. We'll see.
You cracked me up.
I thought that it meant that I was the best.
Well, it means we're the best.
It means you two are the best.
It was interchangeable, but as you said before, you have the fifth bowler is the best.
The
right?
anchor.
The anchor.
You think he's the best?
Well, he bowled more recently than you, I believe, and that was... I mean,
I would think that you're better than either one of us, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. You bowl a lot, don't you, Ron?
I have. I was sanctioned some years back.
Well, then you've got to be the anchor.
I don't want the pressure.
Do you think there's any chance you could bowl with that giant pimple on the end of your nose?
You know what? I was just looking at it, and I'm thinking that's a 16-pounder by itself right there.
You know, you come up to the city, you stay in a hotel, the water's different than you normally used to, your whole cosmetic routine slightly different, and occasionally you get yourself a goiter. You know, I think this is the season for pimples on the nose.
I'm about to lose my sense of equilibrium. It's a wonder I'm not walking in circles.
He looks like Krusty the Clown, though. I mean,
hey.
He got a giant red thing on the end of his nose.
Well, come on out to the Woodhaven Lanes and see my zit.
If you're walking down 57th Street and, like, Donner and Blitzen start following you.
Well, actually, cabs are pulling over left and right.
All right, so then that's the lineup tonight. That's our batting order tonight.
And it can change. It may change because we still don't know what our averages are going to be.
We'll stick with that. We'll go with that. It'll be, what is it again? You write that down, Lisa?
Yeah, it'll go.
Hold on. Here you go. Oh, all right.
Hello. Hi. Don will be first, then Buzz, then myself, then Rob, and then Mike.
All right, good. Okay, we'll go with that.
Can we change? If I, like, step on my unit in the first frame, can we change the order?
Not outside of a game.
It's an enormous amount of pressure.
And also, the beauty of tonight is we'll use tonight to determine our average to get our handicap for our next run.
I look at it this way. I think you and I are pressure players, and I think we're in the right spot.
That's fine.
I mean, the high-pressure positions are the first and the last, and I think that works.
And also, it'll allow Mike to drink for four more bowling
exactly.
frames.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, you there? Hi, you're on the air, man.
I want to challenge you guys a little bowling.
Now, listen, I think as we mentioned yesterday, between New York and D.C., Lisa has us booked up playing every single week until December. But if you hold on a second, we'll be glad to get your information.
Yeah, my question is, what do we bowl for?
Oh, you bowl for the right to say you kicked our ass.
Right. Yeah, we will be honest. We will give the results on the air, and we'll let you know how you did.
I always find you bowl a little better when something's on the line.
Well, let us see how bad we are before we decide if we're going to bowl for money.
Right. Okay, sounds good.
If we get good, I think we're going to get good if we're doing all this bowling.
After. Hello, I agree, though. I wouldn't mind putting some money on this. I mean, not tonight.
Yeah, but when we get a certain level of skill.
Nats.
What the hell is this? Nads?
Mm-hmm.
He's cheering the Nats.
Is that the name of your bowling team?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're the Gunner Balls.
I guess I was
just cheering you on.
You could call us Nads for short. Yeah, right, sure.
Like they used to call the Senators
the Nats. Right. Yeah, go Nads. Go Nads. I got you.
You might just see an incredible display tonight in Queens.
Who knows? You might not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's funny how we shift position.
Yeah. You might see bloodshed tonight. You never can tell.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don, I want to see if you had that cheerleading team together yet.
Hold on. A cheerleading team for what?
The bowling team.
The bowling team. We're gonna have, we need cheerleaders. The Don and Mike No Panties cheerleader team. Didn't hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Outstanding idea.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how about that, Lisa? Really? If some girls call up, can we get the Don and Mike No Panties cheerleader squad?
Could be trouble in the lanes, Don. Could be trouble at your local AMF bowling center.
Girls doing the splits and stick into the alley.
Kind of a family-friendly environment. You know, it's like, what was that, Phil? Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I was thinking maybe if you guys lose, Lisa has to get topless.
Will we sacrifice Lisa for the...
I think there's a chance, 100% chance, you'd see all gutter balls if that happened.
Oh, missed another one.
And I mean, you'd see our balls in the gutter if that happened. Listen, here's Paul who we're playing with tonight. Paul!
Hey, that means I got to pick up another bowler, right? It's 5-on-5.
Oh, you only got 4 on your team?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do 5-on-5. I'm sure I could pick up somebody.
Yeah, please do, okay?
Somebody.
Okay,
hey, Paul, how many people you got? Yeah, where is this place? So, I mean, people know where, you know, to come out and see us.
It's Woodhaven Lanes. It's 7525 Woodhaven Boulevard. 7225 Woodhaven Boulevard. It's most people in Queens will know where it is. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, fantastic.
All right, thank you, Paul. See you tonight.
By the way, I'll throw gutter balls if we throw get topless.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Paul. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. I got an idea for your fifth. Paul, are you still there? How about Christopher Reeve?
Yeah, it's short notice.
As your fifth tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Rich from Jersey here.
Hi, Rich.
Listen, I got a great idea for you guys for this bowling tonight.
Yeah.
Whoever bowls a gutter ball, you got to take a shot.
Oh, you got to take a shot. All right.
Got to do a shot.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be drunk by the third frame.
Keep the guys on the straight and narrow.
Every time someone throws a gutter ball, Mike takes a shot.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. No, we would.
All right.
We would get wasted at the end of the first frame.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me call my brother real fast. Lisa said that he called during the break.
I bet he knows his way around a bowling alley.
Yeah, I bet he does.
I bet he could offer some insights as to how to do it.
And then Tim Stickney from One Life to Live is coming in to play me at NFL 2K1.
All very right. Good. It's a day of competitions.
It
will fascinate you.
Okay.
Here we go. Bowling tonight.
Tonight.
Isn't it hunting season?
Yeah, I'm calling him on his cell phone. He might actually be on the road.
He might be in his deer stand.
He's in a tree.
MD24. Welcome to U.S. Cellular.
Thank you.
The subscriber you have called does not answer. Please try your call again later. Message MD24.
The subscriber to this service is hunting a 12-point buck.
All right, I tried him. Lisa, did he say what he wanted when my brother called? I know he called when I was in the middle of reading that email from that stupid consultant.
Could be that he bagged a big one.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, I think that instead of having Paul pick up a fifth guy, you guys should just use your four best and have, like, a handicap that way.
No, well, that means Buzz wouldn't be able to play.
Oh, darn.
Did you hear that?
He'd be delighted.
Yeah. And for some reason, Buzz really doesn't want to play.
Buzz would like to come out with us.
I just don't want to be the weak link on the bowling team, that's all.
Oh, come on out, Buzz.
I will. I'll be there.
Well, you'll come out with us, right?
We'll find out.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it'd be more fun to have everybody bowling.
So do I.
You can play with four or five, right?
What do you bet that they have one less person than us and their total pins are still higher?
Yeah.
Because it might actually be a good competition.
Right, yeah. Five on four, they'd beat us.
Let me tell you why. Because, I mean, if they're all good bowlers. So, I mean, I like the idea of them having to force a fifth in there that might not be an experienced bowler.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Bring in a ringer.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, Don, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you, Bruce.
Okay, how about a little twist? How about make it for every gutter ball you throw, you take off an article of clothing?
Oh, well then, you know, we'd all be naked.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Yeah, he's right.
Big time fun.
Yeah, that's funny.
Funny!
That's funny. Funny! Hello, Mike. Hello? Oh, hold on. Oh, you guys not ready with him yet? You got him? Is this Mike? Hello? Well, I don't know what happened to him. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Nelly!
What?
Nelly!
This is my twin brother. Yes, sirree, it's college football season, the Crimson Tide of Alabama. Marching down the field, it's an incredible time as the gutter balls go to McQueen's. Yes, sirree, to take on McQueen's aggravation. Well, there's the first leadoff man, it's Don Geronimo. It's a strike, absolutely. Followed quickly by Lisa. Lisa takes the ball, knocks down only two. It's one of those two-ten
splits.
Yes, sirree, Bob, how you doing, Keith?
Whoa, Nelly.
Hey, why don't you describe Buzz coming up to...
Now here comes the kid. The rookie, the man who's just about to start for the first time. Yes, sirree, it's Buzzy Burbank. Buzzy Burbank takes his lovely golf ball. That's right, it's the size of a golf ball. It's the only one that he can lift over his head. And he rolls it down there. There it is, 2 inches into the gutter. Gutter ball. Here's Buzzy again. Gutter ball.
There's that guy, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, did you guys see the picture in the paper yesterday of the guy lighting the American flag on fire, and he inadvertently lights his head on fire?
It was delightful. I saw it. Wonderful picture.
Whoops. That's great.
Yeah, it was a protest in Pakistan, right?
It made me proud to be an American.
Oh, hold on. I got it. Rob's holding it up right now. Oh, that's too great. I mean, the guy's head is exploding on fire.
Yeah, he lit the flag.
Look at the people in the background. They're like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's like more fun for him than burning the flag.
Oh, yeah.
That is too freaking great. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, my friend.
Protester.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, while we're waiting for the soap opera guy to get here.
Timothy Stickney.
And Bonnie Bernstein to get here.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be doing color commentary on this thing. You have a cassette for us, Rob?
I do indeed.
Why don't you pop it in the machine?
Oh, good.
Now, I don't know how far we're going to get with this today.
Okay.
And this may be a simple tease as to something we'll get to tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm in a bookstore. I know that'll shock you right there, because generally the motto is,
you're right, you're
I hate books.
Right.
And I see on cassette, a book on tape, Daddy Day.
Daddy Day.
Daughter Day.
Another Larry King endeavor.
By Larry King.
One of his older books.
Yes, with Kaya King.
Right.
His daughter, who incidentally one time accosted me in a shopping mall.
Yes.
Because she was upset about bits that we did about her and her dad.
Huh.
So the, and now I've not listened to this at all.
This it, might be pre-heart attack.
It yeah. says, well, let me see, what's the date on this thing? Let me see.
Copyright.
Copyright 1997. So this is probably post heart attack.
Yeah, I thought he wrote it before then.
In a compelling stream of consciousness language that is at times funny, at times sad, right. Larry and Kaya King show how cherished moments spent together can help heal the pain of divorce for children and parents.
And as was corrected yesterday, it should be divorces.
Yeah, and here's Larry's quote.
Hi.
I hope Kaya will never have any really sad days, and that in spite of the divorce, she will always know that daddy's coming. Whatever that
okay.
means. And here's the quote from Kaya. I now know that divorce can bring good times as well as bad, and having two parents who love you, even if they don't live together, is the greatest gift of all.
There we are.
let's roll this and see what's up with Daddy Day, Daughter Day, the audio version.
Okay.
This audiobook is dedicated to all divorced fathers.
This is pre-heart attack.
The joy of every precious moment spent with their little daughters.
Right there, it's funny. Back it up, Rob. Can you back it up? This book is dedicated to all divorced fathers.
God.
What a prick.
Larry, once again, just not able to, you know, to keep it to himself.
There we go.
Got to share.
I just got to hear the first line. The first line.
This audiobook is dedicated to all divorced fathers who know the joy of every precious moment spent with their little daughters.
Presentation.
Hey, Robbie, you think when I bought this at the bookstore, I didn't even know. Do you think this is a kid's thing? Do you think this is like in the little kiddie sect? You know, it is.
Yeah,
oh, and it's also old. I really do. I think it says copyright 97, but I think it's old.
It's in the kiddie section.
What does it say there?
It says Dove Kids.
Yeah. Right.
Oh. So it's like for kiddie. And boy, that's even scarier.
Scarier than Larry King's preaching to the kids.
Hi, kids.
This is scarier than Harry Potter. Hi.
Oh, no.
Larry Potter.
Daddy Day,
Daughter Day.
Oh, written and read by Larry King
and Kaya King.
Oh, goddamn.
I am standing at the window waiting for Daddy.
Kaya's mommy and I are divorced. It's not easy being divorced.
I remember how Daddy used to carry me outside at night to look at the stars in the southern sky. He would sing, When You Wish Upon a Star.
When you wish upon a star.
You go, okay, go back in with your mother. I got to go to the racetrack now. I'll see you later. To do my all-night radio show.
But I'll be back for breakfast.
Prince story.
It's not easy being a daddy when you don't live with the daughter you love very much. But I talk to my daughter Kaya every day.
My dog, Bram, always warns me when Daddy is a block away.
Run, run.
What's wrong with that dog, Brown, Kaya?
Larry's in the neighborhood.
Brown the dog.
Daddy never understands how I always manage to be waiting outside when he arrives.
Yeah.
With an axe.
With a restraining order.
Yellow fingers.
Usually, once a week, I get to pick Kaya up and spend the whole day with her. I go to bed early the night before because I know I'm getting up to have a day with my daughter.
Yeah, right.
My parents have been divorced for 5 years, and it is still hard. I feel like I don't have a complete family. But Daddy visits often, and Mommy is happy for us to have time together.
Well, you're not happy with the new mommy?
Yeah, the delivery. The delivery's a little under duress.
Yeah, it sounds like gunpoint, doesn't it?
Yeah. Read it, damn it.
Sounds like one of them hostage tapes, right?
Read it.
They have been divorced for 5 years.
Read it, please.
I think Kaya feels now about Sean Southwick King.
Who knows? This is prior to Sean Southwick King.
It's hard when your mother is younger than you.
You're going on an adventure today. Daddy has lots of things planned.
We're going to go see the horses again.
Today, we're going to Hollywood Park. Now, tell me something. Come here, Kyle. We're going to play a game. Which name appeals to you? Go for broke?
Seabiscuit?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner? Or My Fair Lady? Which do you like better, baby Kaya?
Pick the horse. Okay, that's not the right horse. I'm going to pick the horse. There we go.
Pick a favorite.
I get into my car real early in the morning. I know she loves this car. It's a convertible. I put the top down, and I zip over to my daughter's house.
After I clean out all the pubes from the hose I'm banging, I wipe away any blood and pus,
oh, God.
And I'm ready to pick up my daughter for Daddy Day. Daughter Day. God damn.
On a day with Daddy, I kiss my mom goodbye and run to my father's dark brown cougar with the tan color inside.
This is old.
Yeah. Yes.
Brown.
Wait, how long since brown cougar has built a convertible?
Down my dark brown cougar to match my dark brown pants.
And a dog named Brown.
Brown, yes. And my brown half boots.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
With the zipper.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. I bet this cassette tape is longer than some of his marriages. I wish I was Rush Limbaugh so I couldn't hear it.
You're good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, tonight for the Bowling Green, you guys talking about.
Pardon me?
Yeah, tonight, where part of Queens is that place located?
It's in Queens.
Yeah,
it's,
is it near past Shea Stadium? Anywhere near Shea Stadium?
Somebody was just on telling me that on the computer, it's right by wherever they film all the exterior shots for King of Queens. I don't think it's far down as Shea.
Oh, because I know where Shea Stadium. If I go to Shea Stadium, then I'm...
Hey, Trini, you know where this is? John? Hey, where's John? I bet John can tell you exactly where it is.
Yeah, John will give you an idea.
Hey, Johnny will let you know.
Yeah, because I wanted you guys to bowl good tonight.
We're going
to
try.
I got a good idea for you guys. Every time somebody gets a strike,
yeah,
to take one shot. Every time I strike.
Oh, well, then no one will get drunk.
We'd be incredibly sober then.
No, you won't, because you'd be so healthy, you'd be coming back to work the next morning. You would not feel it then. I tried it once. I was total wasted. I didn't know what town I was in.
You know, I got a lot of guys on the phone here who says you're better bowling when you're drunk. Hold on a second. I got a guy.
Probably.
I got a guy in Las Vegas who says that. Mike, you maintain that you're a better bowler when you drink?
Well, yes. The only sport that you get better at it the more you drink. I'm kind of figuring that Mike's probably going to bowl a 300 game tonight.
You know, I didn't know that. I've always, you know, I've played so many sports, you know, inebriated. The one that I can't play inebriated is hockey.
You fall.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
right.
Fall if you're on skates. But golfing, you know, I can't play that well inebriated.
John says this is in Flushing, Queens.
Flushing, Queens, okay?
Flushing, Queens?
Yeah.
Okay, I see you guys there tonight.
All right, Woodhaven Lanes. We'll see you there.
Yeah, because we own that house because it's Brunswick House. That's one of my regions in the company of Brunswick.
All right, my friend. See you there tonight. Look forward to it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just sent it on the instant feedback how to get to Cooper's Ale House.
Oh, you did? Thank you. I'll go check it out.
Okay.
Thank you, honey. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The nanny. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I do have good news. We will have one guest, Glenn. The janitor.
Glenn, the janitor's coming?
Yeah, I spoke to him today, as a matter of fact.
Phil the fat guy? Oh, he can be in the crowd.
You knew he was coming.
He ain't going to be in the crowd. Well, he's not going to be bowling with us.
No. Oh, hell no. No.
He'll be close by.
He'll be drinking lots of booze, I'm sure.
Right.
And be heckling us.
Is the guy from One Life to Live here yet?
Not yet. I just went downstairs, put his name.
Oh, he's on the way? Okay, well then.
He's on the way in his brown cougar.
Listen, we're going to do a break and we'll come back. And, well, frankly, he can just wait because I'm getting into this, Larry King tape.
It just, you know, it can be the most sentimental thing in the world. And when you hear Larry's voice,
Hi. It
still turns it into a comedy record.
I'm really getting into it.
It's a big car, and Daddy's leather boots shine as we drive along. We have a secret. Daddy lets me steer the car from the center of the seat.
While he drinks.
His leather
he
boots.
He always makes me feel grown up and special.
There's a brief hello to her mother, just brief, and then little Kaya is in the car. And
hi, bitch. Where's the girl?
Just brief.
Just brief.
Just brief.
Put her in the car. The thrilling day begins. We always go to her favorite place. She doesn't tell any of her friends about it. She doesn't tell her mother about it.
Isn't this an exercise kind of like in fatherly guilt?
Yeah. Maybe your dog knows, but I doubt it.
The first place Daddy takes me is
the psychiatrist's office. For my therapy. All right, let's break. We'll come back and we'll listen to more of this and your phone calls. And, I forgot we got a trip to Iceland to give away today.
All right.
We'll do that at some point also. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're just sit, like letting the audience just f-ing stand out there like that. Oh my god, okay. Hey, let's hurry, y'all, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were gonna do a vamp. Oh, f-. Oh no, what are they doing? Let me see. Oh, my pants are too short, I grew. I thought they were gonna. I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to f***ing bam.
Oh, Brittany.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Your one source for angry red snapper, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Johnny, come in here. We got to correct ourselves about where we're bowling tonight. Here's Johnny. Johnny, yeah. where are we bowling tonight?
It's in Woodhaven, not Flushing. That was
barely,
my fault.
You've been getting killed on the phone about this?
Thanks to the 500 people who corrected me over in the...
So it's Woodhaven, Queens.
Yes, Woodhaven, Queens. Yeah.
All right, that's where we'll be tonight. Lisa, question, where are we bowling next week? I saw we had someone up on the screen who was saying one of these phone calls that we didn't get to was you guys have sold out. You do everything for New York. No, we're going to play the bowling.
No, we're bowling at Burke Bowl America next week.
Playing bowling. We're going to be bowling every other week.
We're going to be in Burke.
We're going to go between D.C. and Maryland, Virginia, the district. Hold on. D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's not a tri-state area
because
it's two states in a district.
The D.C. metropolitan area.
The D.C. metro.
And the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
And Burke.
Right. Anyway. So
what are we bowling in Greenwich?
Tonight we're in Queens, and it's going to be next week that we are at the Bowl America in Burke, Virginia.
And we got to get the name of the team we're bowling against, too.
Yeah, next week. Any idea who we're bowling against next week, Lisa?
They didn't give me a team name. I've got team names for everybody else except for the team next week, so it might just be a bunch of people. A
bunch of guys. Okay. Hello. Oh, my brother's on the line.
No, it's a woman. Jean. It was a woman who called in.
How about an all-girl? How about taking on an all-girl team?
Yeah, let's do that. Hello, Mike. Mike in Long Island. Hi, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great.
I just want to let you know that you guys are playing that 2K1 for PS2.
2K1 for Dreamcast.
Oh, Dreamcast. I thought you were playing on PlayStation 2 because the Madden 2002 blows it away.
Oh, I know. The Madden is the best video football game ever.
Ever.
PlayStation.
It's the best. It's the best ever. As a matter of fact, it's even got, if you've ever played with the Steelers team.
Yes, I have.
They just got a shot on the side as a coward gets pissed off and throws his headphones off.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's real good. I just wanted to make sure you knew what you were playing.
Yeah, no, I know. But this is the one that the guy from the soap opera likes playing.
You're not going to tap yourself, are you, for the bowling tonight by playing this by RJ from One Life to Live?
Don't worry, Mike.
Don't leave it in the locker room.
Hello, is this my brother? Jimmy? Hold on, let me.
Damn dummy?
Hey, all right, well, here he is, everybody. Journey is now live. We never got back to Daddy Day, Daughter Day. We're going to have to do that in a second.
All right.
Here is my brother Jim, who's a long-distance truck rider. A truck driver, truck rider, James Source.
Oh, you idiot.
He hates being called by his wife. James Philip Source.
Oh. Oh, you damn dummy. You moose.
James Philip Source.
I got something for you.
Where are you at right now?
Beloit.
You're
in
Beloit?
I'm just pulling in towards the house.
Are you hunting?
Hold on, I got something for you. Hang on.
Beloit, Wisconsin.
Oh, he's in his truck. He's in his big rig.
That is my brother.
I didn't know you guys were on in Madison.
I told you that.
You told me Green Bay. You never said Madison.
Yeah, 100X. Why'd you hear us up there?
Yeah, I was up there today delivering.
When does hunting season start?
Bow season started last month.
That's why he sounds so happy.
Yeah. He is happy. You don't know?
This is my last day of work for a couple weeks, and I'll go out and try and shoot me one.
My brother lives in Wisconsin. He drives a truck. It's what he's, you know, when we grew up, when we were kids, we both knew exactly what we wanted to do from the time that we were tiny. I wanted to be a disc jockey, and my brother always wanted to drive a truck.
And he's doing it.
And now we're living our dreams, and, you know, he's living his dream, unfortunately, in Wisconsin.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
In the armpit of Wisconsin, Beloit, Wisconsin.
Now, you doing the long-haul trucking, or are you doing the little short hops?
This guy that I'm with now, I can pick and choose.
Wow.
I've been running over to Michigan the last couple of weeks. Now, this week, I've been doing short stuff.
I'll tell you, the area of Wisconsin, my brother lives in Beloit. It makes Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee, even Janesville, makes those towns look like France. like Paris, France.
Wow.
Like Rome in the heyday.
I mean,
this town, Beloit, Wisconsin, it's like God took a giant dump.
No.
Yes, Rob. You've never been to Beloit, Wisconsin.
I think I hear the truck idling right now.
Yeah, I just shut it off.
Oh, okay.
So, when you were up in Madison, tell me the station that we're on, 100X, can you pick it up everywhere?
Just around Madison. It's not a very strong station.
All right, well, there you go. Kudos to Westwood One.
There's an endorsement right there.
But you can pick it up in Wisconsin. Jimmy, have we ever given you the sex quiz?
Yeah.
Ah.
Did we really?
Yeah, you did a few months ago.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it again.
Did I ask you about the no-no sex?
You asked me about it all.
Oh, okay. What was your answer to the no-no sex?
I can't remember.
All right, that means you do it.
Oh, okay.
And you just started the truck up again, didn't you?
Yeah.
How are things going with your crazy girlfriend?
Still crazy.
Still crazy?
Yeah. She's not, you know, I don't know, she's moody.
Sometimes I get a call from my...
first sign of trouble.
Mike, this is the many times on the weekend I've gotten a call from my brother where he'll just say...
It's over.
Oh, my God. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago he called me and said, she's moving out.
Yeah.
That's it. It's over. That her ex-husband was coming over and...
Oh, boy.
Spitting on my brother. And
oh,
I, and
oh
I said,
no.
Oh, no. I spit on him.
Oh, yeah, well, that's much better.
Whatever. No, but the guy's a real jerk, you know, and with his kids even, too, you know. And he comes over to my house. Standing on my front porch yelling and screaming and swearing. He got all my neighbors looking.
Oh.
Yeah, I told him, get the hell out of here.
I keep telling my brother, I keep saying, don't do stuff like spit on people because you're going to end up, it's like you end up on an episode of Cops.
Yeah, walk us through the, what brought you to the spitting part and what happened after you spit on him?
Leave my porch, you know. I said, you got all my neighbors looking at over here and stuff, and I don't need it, you know. I'm a peaceful person. And so he called me out. He says, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to kick my butt? And I says, no, you know, I'll do it if I have to. I just told him, get the hell out. And he wanted to call me out, so, you know, he got in my face, and I pushed him, and I spit on him.
And then what happened?
Oh, then he ran to his car telling he's going to call the cops and stuff, and, you know.
So the next call, though, that I get is from my brother where he says, listen, my crazy girlfriend's
ex husband. Bad boys!
My crazy girlfriend's ex husband is here, and I just spit on him, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, don't spit on him. No. That's assault. What you got to do, I'm telling him, the next time this happens, you go in the house and you call the cops.
Yeah, and say it's your property and get him out of there.
Well, I told him, I said, that's why you and her got a neutral meeting spot for the kids. I said, you don't need to be over here at my house.
And what was he yelling about to start with?
Just that, you know, it's his kids, he can see them whenever he wants and stuff. And I told him, I said, man, you guys got it all worked out in your divorce papers, you know, and today ain't your day.
And then, you know, the girlfriend is crazy.
Well, she's not crazy, but she's just real moody. I don't know why, you know. I don't know if it's because she's on the rag or what. But
how long you give the relationship?
I don't know. We talked about stuff, and we're trying to work things out.
Good.
You know, she says I don't like her kids and stuff.
I say it's over before the holiday.
Well, no,
yeah,
it
might be. You never know. I haven't been late in a week.
Oh, no.
And that's the other thing they keep hearing. I'm getting no, you know, ussy pay.
That's not good. Maybe before Thanksgiving.
I'm getting none. And I said, why can't you get any? He says she doesn't ever want to do it.
Last month, man, I was getting it all the time, but then now I haven't had any for a week.
When's the last time you tapped that thing?
Last Wednesday, a week ago.
A week.
He's counted the days.
A week.
Yeah, I can't, you know, man, I can't survive on that.
No, you can't.
Hey, did you take her from the rear?
Yeah. Yeah, we do it, yeah.
Really?
Now, did you do it, I mean, in the rear?
No.
Oh, you did it like doggies?
I don't know. I'd say Angelica Houston.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man. She ain't bad looking. And wow. She got the big boobaroos, too.
All right.
Yeah, my brother, I mean, maybe you can tell, he's a classy guy. I swear to God, I love him.
Angelica Houston.
But I also swear to God, he's a nut. James Philip Source loves full-blown coitus.
Coitus.
He loves coitus.
What's that?
Coitus is effing.
Oh, gotta have it, man. That's why I got this job, you know. I'm at home all the time, have sex and steak all the time.
All right, say you go. I got a question for you, Jimmy, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Say you go a whole month and you haven't had coitus, right?
Yeah.
And somebody says you can either have it with a beautiful woman, or there's a 100% chance you will get a 12-point buck with your bow. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in that day, but I've already got one of those hanging on the wall. So.
What, a woman or the...
The 12-point buck.
The 12-point buck.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going towards the sex. Absolutely.
All right, I think I'd have to go for the sex right away, because like I said, I already got one of them hanging on my wall, so,
Hey, here's what I do love talking to my brother about current events. Jimmy?
What?
Well, first let me get your feelings on the war with Afghanistan. Where do you stand?
Oh, blow them up.
Blow them up.
Blow them up.
Okay, now some current events.
Uh-oh.
Who is the radio DJ who has announced that he has gone deaf?
Rush Limbaugh.
Correct.
Very good.
Correct. Who is the popular television star who hosted a $2 million New York City Relief comedy concert last night?
Oh, I don't know.
He had a hit show that was on Thursday night.
Uh-oh.
No, Jimmy?
Was it Seinfeld?
It was Seinfeld.
Yeah, very good. That's two.
All right, now here's a tough one for you.
All right.
Who is the piece of ass actress who was out of the hospital after undergoing brain hemorrhage treatment?
I have no idea.
She's a piece of ass. Let me give you a hint.
It's not Jennifer Lopez.
No. Let me give you the hint, though. She was in a movie where she showed her cooter.
Oh, what's her face?
He's going to get it.
She was in that movie with Michael Douglas.
Yes. Right. Yes, what's her name?
I don't know.
I'm going to give it to you because you knew the movie with Michael Douglas.
Yeah. What's her name?
Sharon Stone.
That's right.
Sharon
That's
Stone.
Right.
That's
there you
right.
Go.
He knew that. Hold on. Let me see. Game shows are spinning the wheel for charity. Can you name the host of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune separately? Can you name the two hosts?
Wheel of Fortune is Pat Sajak.
Yes.
And the other guy.
Jeopardy.
I can't remember his name.
I'll give you an initial.
I can picture him, but I can't remember his name.
I'll give you an initial. First initial, A.
Alan.
No, I don't know. You're right on Sajak. It's Alex Trebek.
That's right.
Alex Trebek.
You're doing very well today.
You're doing great on this quiz. Oh, here's an easy one for you. Who's the guy who orchestrated the terrorist attack on the World Trade Centers?
Bin Laden.
He's got it. Yeah. No hesitation.
Yes, he's got it.
And blow him up.
Who is the Vice President of the United States?
What's his face? You know. I don't know his name.
Yeah, just think a little harder.
Who is the Vice President of the United States?
I don't know. He was in the hospital, too.
He's one heartbeat away from being the main guy.
First name, initial, D.
I don't know.
Or. Oh.
All right. Yes.
Dick
right.
Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is Secretary of State for the United States?
I don't know.
Secretary of Defense. You've seen him a lot lately.
I don't know. Damn it.
Who is the senator of the state of Wisconsin?
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
Do you know that one, Don?
What's his face? The governor just left.
It used to be Tommy Thompson.
Tommy Thompson.
Right. Used to be.
Tommy Thompson, who is now the He's a cabinet. He's a secretary.
He got some new job now. He's
he's been on it, like health.
No, it's like the safety of America.
I think it's Russ.
No, that's the guy Tom Ridge.
Just Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
But he's involved in it.
It's
something.
A senator in Herb Cole, is it?
Buzz?
I think it might be.
I think Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services, yeah. That's it.
And finally, Jimmy, what is the current record of the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, I don't know. I can't stand them.
They've played four games. What is the current record?
Probably 4-0.
Who's got the most drag racing points right now?
Do you mean NASCAR, Mike?
No, I'm going
NASCAR's,
with drag.
NASCAR's Jeff Gordon.
And but what about drag racing?
Which class, though?
Whichever class you choose.
Right, funny car is John Force, I believe.
All right. And what is your favorite video game you're playing these days?
1602.
What the hell is 1602?
It's, where you got to build cities and destroy people and stuff.
Wow.
Oh, sounds great. Okay, well,
Maybe you ought to fly me out next week.
Pardon me?
I'm going to be off work next week. You ought to fly me out.
Yeah, you ought to fly him out.
Oh, I'll think about that.
Hey, you know, if he's willing to fly,
I'll think about
it.
It's good for America.
Yeah, we're not bringing any box cutters, though.
I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
A lot of room in your apartment up here.
I'll be back at D.C. next week, Rob.
But there's a lot of room in your apartment up here.
Exactly. He's not staying in my apartment.
I could come in and do some stunts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy.
All right, I'll think about it. Listen, do you have a parting word or two of wisdom for America? I know they look to you, a leader of the heartland in these times of trouble. What would your words of wisdom be, Jimmy?
Shoot Bambi.
Shoot Bambi.
Shoot Bambi.
Excellent, James Phillip.
Party hardy.
All right, thank you. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go.
There he is. That is,
Manny, I told you it's deer season. He's in a state of pure euphoria.
That's my brother.
Even without the sex.
That's my real-life brother, everybody.
Or the steak.
Sex and steak.
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's a
piece of work, isn't he?
He's fun. I'd like to see him. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell him to live at your house for a week. Hello, Don and Mike show. Now, if he wants to come down, I'll buy him a ticket. I'll fly down next week.
He sounds like he's in the perfect mood to come on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Nick. I'm trying here. Trust me, I'm trying to talk to you guys. Jordan.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
And Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, I'm calling from Baltimore, and you can imagine my life is a living hell. Only thing I can listen to right now is flipping back from Rush Limbaugh and the douchebag Jim Rome. When are you guys coming back to Baltimore live?
That's up to the radio station, man. I mean, I wish we could do something for you.
The only hour I have is G. Gordon Liddy for 1 hour in the afternoon.
Really
good thing in my life.
Got to take it up with the radio station.
Might as well kill yourself. Jesus, that's radio hell. Hello, Nick.
Great. Yeah.
Nick, hi.
This is Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you boys doing?
We're doing okay, Nick.
All right. I just wanted to ask you a question. What's got four wheels and flies?
A garbage truck?
Christopher Reeve.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. See you later.
And it wasn't the Make Us Laugh segment. We have to warn everyone about jokes.
No, right.
Good thing for him.
Did you take out the Larry King tape already?
Oh, I did. I thought you were about to.
No, put it back. I just want to tease it a little bit.
Tease a little laugh.
I know that Tim Stickney's here to play the video game, but I mean, we started the Larry King tape,
right.
And then we talked about the bowling team, and we had my brother there, but yeah, I just wanted to hear a little more of this.
Another taste.
On a day with Daddy, I kiss my mom goodbye and run to my father's dark brown cougar.
Daddy day.
Dark daughter brown day. Cougar.
Daughter day.
Pretty swift.
Same color inside. It's a big car, and Daddy's leather boots shine as we drive along.
God.
We have a secret. Daddy lets me steer the car from the center of the seat.
We have a secret.
Stop it,
Daddy,
now.
Daddy makes me.
No.
Watch.
Boom. He always makes me feel grown up and special.
Oh, see, this is the secret I told you about.
And now here's Larry talking about what a good guy he is.
There's a brief hello to her mother. Just brief.
Just brief.
Kaya is in the car.
No, hold on a second. Is that a dig at mom?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a dig at mom.
Of course it is. There's a brief greeting to the mother.
Just brief.
Uh-huh.
Just brief.
Hi, give me the kid.
Begins. We always go to her favorite place. She doesn't tell any of her friends about it. She doesn't tell her mother about it.
Okay, this is kind of slamming mom a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We go. We go to the special apartment I've set up.
Oh, stop it. Oh, God.
Where I have the two-way mirrors.
Oh, no.
My stabbing cabin.
Oh, God.
The hidden cameras. Oh, hold on. Chance Zeiger, Larry's current son, is on the phone. Chance.
Yes, hello. This is Chance Zeiger.
It's Chance Zeiger, the baby of Larry King.
Hi, Chance.
Hello. Hey, may I relate a conversation that I was having with Clown Baby last night?
Yes, oh, with Jack Diamond's baby, sure.
Yes. We were wondering why we shouldn't go back to our original Hebrew name, Zeiger.
Oh, really?
And Frisier.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think this is Glenn.
Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike. Glenn. This is Glenn the janitor.
Mike?
Yes?
No, it's not Glenn the janitor.
No, Glenn the janitor's on another line pretending to be a girl who wants to be a cheerleader at our bowling thing.
Sorry, it did sound like a kid. Yes, sir.
Mike.
Yes, Chance Zeiger.
Gerber baby food, not just for breakfast anymore.
See you later. Yeah, that wasn't way. Hey, Lisa, what happened to Glenn? Did he hang up? Is he online? Which line is he on? Because I know he's on one of these lines. It said on the screen. When did he hang up? Is he gone? Oh, she hung up on him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi there.
I just thought I'd come out of the closet. I watched Remember the Titans last weekend, and I actually welled up. So I thought I'd come out.
You watched Remember the Titans, and what happened to you?
I welled up.
Oh, you cried? You cried?
Teared up.
Oh, you teared up. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's okay to cloud up during Remember the Titans.
Thank you. Gotcha. You want to cry? Listen to this.
Maybe your dog knows, but I doubt it.
The first place Daddy takes me is to our secret park.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm afraid
we've got to be real careful with this.
I'm afraid that we are going to have to devote an entire show to that tape tomorrow.
I think you might be absolutely right.
The Daddy Dearest, Daughter Dearest tape.
And the secret park.
The secret park. Right. And saying goodbye to Mommy.
Briefly. Very brief.
We got a break now. Tim Stickney's here, and we're going to play NFL 2K1 right after this.
Don and Mike Show.
If I had any balls, if the commissioner of this league had any balls, if the president of the Players Association had any balls, if it wasn't a financial issue about greed with designated gross revenues and all that bull crap, we would have four players healthy today.
Hold on. Hey,
little Todd Rundgren?
Yeah. Now, come on. What's up with that?
Hello, it's me.
You got to give me a second. We're in here. We're setting up the video games and everything.
Right.
All right, hold on. This is what I wanted to do. No, stop it.
Stop it. Reset it, please.
Sorry about that.
Did you want to take it right to Hello, It's Me?
Yeah, watch this.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636.
Stop it. Now, what's
not the way you wanted to do it?
What's wrong with it, Rob?
It was miscued from the front. So, I mean, it would have
reached. So is it set now?
No.
Well, why?
Because it wasn't set in the right place in the first part.
Okay, here we go.
Number 5, handle number 6. Handle that equipment.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Is it set now?
Well, it'll be to the front of the record.
Why? I just put the CD in and put it to number 6.
That's right. The start will be at the beginning of the song.
That's. It won't be at Hello, It's Me. It'll be at the do 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 do.
Well, that's where it was last time when you pressed it.
No, when I started, it was already at Hello, It's Me.
Well, no, but then you did it one other time and it went do 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 do.
But I wanted to hit this thing first.
Oh, I see.
See, watch this. Watch now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636.
Watch.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
That was pretty.
Kids, that's the way you do it at home.
Yeah. That's tighter than a cunt's nunt.
And that's fantastic.
Really, that was tightest ever wear. Well, you can call us at 877-692-1027. That's the number in New York. Here is, who is this? Laura in Brooklyn. Hi, Laura.
Hi, my name is Laura. I'm actually from Queens, where you're going to be bowling this evening.
Yes, honey, we are.
I would like to be one of your pantyless cheerleaders.
No, this is Glenn.
Oh, you got to see how I pick up that 7-10 split, baby. Mm-hmm. I go right down on it.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, listen, boys.
Is this Glenn?
Thank you very much.
Can you
tell
me something?
You know, I thought Lisa got you off the telephone.
Sorry, I'm a constant nag. But can you tell me something?
What, Glenn?
Why is my picture not on the Don and Mike fan site? Because this guy doesn't like me or something?
Hey, Glenn, are you going to keep 10 feet between you and us tonight?
You guys aren't letting me sit next to you for good luck?
No.
As a good luck charm?
No, we will be tonight. Right. Goodbye, Glenn. The Don and Mike Gutterballs will be playing tonight in Queens at Woodhaven Lanes, which is on 88th off Cooper Avenue, just west of Woodhaven Boulevard.
That's what we hear.
Fans that are really excited to see Glenn's picture will see them later today. The pictures that were taken when he did come in will be on DonandMikeFans.com.
All right, man. So everybody wants to see that, go there. Now, joining us in the studio is a major star of daytime television from the hit show One Life to Live.
Yeah, getting more and more airtime on that show, more and more popular, becoming more and more of a central character.
Tim Stickley.
As his hair continues to get longer.
Yeah, he, of course, really plays RJ. He's the bad guy on the show.
That's right, and we have it on good authority. Two of the questions that we asked initially, it is real hair and it is a real beard.
Now, what he has done today is brought in his Sega Dreamcast. He has NFL 2K1, and I'm going to attempt to school him at this game.
Good.
That'll be good. And Mike, I'd like you, being as Bonnie Bernstein has not made it here yet, I'd like...
You want me to do color commentary with a high voice?
I think we're going to have the guys on the game also giving the commentary, but you can pipe in as well.
You want me to set it up?
You see how they do.
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, Mike. First, we're selecting teams.
All right. When do I say you're looking live?
As soon as we select the teams.
You are looking live at the WMEW Air Studio. Timothy Stickney against Don Geronimo.
You want to be the Giants against the Packers? I might want to be the Rams.
The sound you're hearing now, ladies and gentlemen, are Tim and Don both selecting their teams. It looks as though Timothy Stickney's going to be going with the New York Giants as his team, and Don,
I'll take you.
Shocker of shockers, will be going with the Packers.
Thing to overcome.
Yeah, okay, I'll be the Packers. You'll be the Giants.
All right, I want to change their playbook because, like I said, I don't know.
Right now, they're in the selection process, ladies and gentlemen.
Browns playbook, because I know that.
Okay.
You hear them going back and forth discussing what they're going to do and what the process is. Don, can you fill us in on what you're doing?
Set the minutes and all that?
What I'm doing is now. Let's just play. What we're doing is we've just selected the teams, Green Bay and the Giants.
That's right. It's the Green Bay Packers against the New York Giants.
And now,
let's see what happens.
Turn it up. Now they're going to announce what's happening here. NFL 2K1. There we go.
NFL 2K1.
Now, the announcer should say, welcome
to... Hello, everybody, and welcome to Giant Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, here on the Sega Sports Network.
There we go.
Preseason football is finally here. I'm Dan Stevens with Peter O'Keefe.
All right, I'm going to just...
Great game. Mr. O'Keefe,
here we go.
You share with us? Who do you like here today?
Now I'm going to select heads or tails, Mike. What do you think I should take?
I'd go with heads, Don.
Heads.
They call heads. It is tails.
No.
Yes. Giants win the toss. What did you select?
Kick.
Oh, you're kicking?
Yeah, I like to.
Oh, Timothy Stickley with the unorthodox play.
The Giants to defend for a change, and here comes the kicking squad.
All right, so now the Giants are going to kick off to the Reds, to the Packers.
Who's receiving for you, Don?
Couldn't tell you, Mike. Some guy named Lee.
Why
is he jumping around like that?
Okay,
Timothy Stickney's adjusting his pointer.
Oh, that's a good kickoff. God damn, that's a good kickoff, Tim.
Come on out, baby. Oh, Don's taking it too deep in the end zone, but he's up. He's over the 20. He's up. No, he's down.
Oh.
He's down at the 15-yard line.
The Giants want to establish defensive pressure.
You know what's great, Don?
What?
I'm louder than the announcers on the game.
I'm ready with my play, Mike.
All right, Don Geronimo brings you up to the line of scrimmage. Let's see what he does against Timothy Stickney. See what the first play is going to be. He's back to pass. Brett Favre throws wide out to his receiver. Dorsey Levins is the running back, and he has stopped.
All right.
Let's see what Don does here. Oh, looks like Don's going to go for broke again.
What do you mean, go for broke?
It's like it's going to be another one of those ill-fated pass plays.
All right, let's hear the announcers on this one, okay?
Of course. I wonder when you get tired of me doing this. I can sound like the announcers.
That D, baby, watch the D.
That was a complete pass. God damn it.
Well, he's going to lose the shirt and get picked up by the defender.
True, and maybe he thought he was worth taking the chance. Still, Price is going to be
third and 11.
Write it off and look at it.
back to pass. Oh, he sacked fumble.
I cannot believe that. I just got killed on three plays.
That's not good. And now, are you going to punt or are you going to go for it?
Of course I'm going to punt.
Fourth and 18 or whatever
it is. They want to be on the field, that is for sure.
Timothy, you are demonstrating quite an aptitude for this game.
I have a skill for defense. We still have to score. That's the problem.
All right, here we go.
Let's see the punt. Lord Nelly. Here comes you. Oh, it's a lousy kick.
It is not,
Mike. Beauty. It's a beauty kick.
Yeah,
beauty, eh?
35, the 40, the 45, the 50.
Oh, he's breaking it. He's breaking it. He's the 40. He's down to the 30. He could go all the way. The 20, the 10, and he is stopped at the 7-yard.
Wow.
Hold on, there's a penalty. Clipping on the part of the receiving team.
Oh. There's a penalty.
Where are we going to take it back to?
Yes, I'll accept it.
That's right. Where's it going to start here?
Tiki Barber. Hey, turn the sound down a little, Rob. Tiki Barber just ran that punt back about 80 yards.
Almost went into the end zone. There was a penalty, and now it's brought back to the 20-yard line of the Packers.
It's first and 10.
The Giants deep inside Packer territory. Actually, they're on the 30-yard line. Oh, only a gain of about three.
I like this. So it's second and 7 now. Mike, call the game like you're really calling it.
Okay, great. I've always fantasized about this. All right, second down, 7 yards to go as Timothy Stickney selects his play, and the Giants come up to the line of scrimmage. A lot of last-minute shuffling by Tim Stickney. Let's see what happens right now. Kerry Collins brings him up to scrimmage. There's a set. And that's a pass play. Kerry Collins. Oh, and he is sacked for a terrible loss.
That's their first sack of the game.
That's right. Third down, 14 yards to go after that sack. Brilliant defense on the part of Geronimo. Stickney, looking like he might score quickly. And now we're in a third and deep situation. Let's see what the soap opera guy has in store.
Here we go. I'm playing a cover two defense, Mike.
Cover two defense is usually a defense found against the pass. We're going to see what happens right now.
Tim just called an audible. He's going into a shotgun formation.
Shotgun. Now Kerry Collins back to pass. He throws over the middle, and it is incomplete. Fourth down, 14.
Play
looks
incomplete.
Like the field goal unit will have to come on for Timothy Stickney.
Nah, he won't make it.
Either the pass or the run.
What he won't make, Don?
He's going for it.
He's going for it. This could be a turning point in the game right here. Now total silence. He's going for the field goal. All right.
So do you think he might be faking it? This is a long field goal.
Could be a fake.
This is like a 40-yard field goal. Watch this thing.
Could it be a fake? See what happens.
No, he's really kicking. He missed it. Oh, you son of a bitch.
The field goal is up, and it's lined up and good. 3-0 Giants over the Green Bay Packers.
Kick. Stickney with killed.
Now, Don, you're going to have a chance to receive this time. Come back. We're going to see what happens right here.
Now, I wanted to switch it. Do you want to, because we're seeing each other call. Do you want to switch it to the handheld so we don't see each other call?
No, I don't care. I don't watch what you're calling anyway.
And I want to remind everybody that Bart's sister, Lisa, gets her first period. That's all tonight on The Simpsons. All right, we're ready for the kickoff right now. Another great kick by Stickney. Geronimo's going to take it at the 1 yard deep in the end zone. He goes out to the left, breaks right, then left, then right. Oh, he's sacked. I'm sorry, not sacked. He's brought down at the 20-yard line.
Giants.
Could have probably taken a knee and done less damage there. Yes, sir.
The Packers. No fair looking at my plays, man.
Okay, now here comes Don Geronimo to the line of scrimmage. Brett Favre over center. It's a pitch out to Dorsey Levins. Dorsey Levins is going to gain some yardage here, and it's a first down, a 10-yard gain by Levins.
Second and inches, Mike.
Is it second and inches? I thought he made it over the yellow line. Let's see. Okay, we're going to see what happens now. Second down and inches. Could it be a quarterback sneak? We're just going to have to wait and see. Favre going to take it himself. Oh, there's a penalty.
Flag on the play.
What's the penalty here? Looks like it's going to be.
False start against me.
Oh, illegal procedure on the pine of the Geronimo Packers. Okay, now. Here comes Brett Favre at full scrimmage right now. Second and 5 yards. Favre drops back. Looks to his right, throws outside to the running back, Henderson, and he is not much of a pickup there.
Getting killed, he's a fag.
Bobby Hill learns about bad touch tonight on King of the Hill on the Fox Television Network.
All right, here you go. Here's a first down play right here. First down play right here. You ready?
All right, first down, third and five. This is Don Geronimo predicting a first down. Far back to pass, and that ball is almost picked off and incomplete. Fourth
pass
down
interference.
And five. Was it?
No, holding against the offense.
Well, that means that they're going to be deep in their zone and probably have to punt unless the Riverboat Gambler, as Geronimo's known, goes for the big play.
Oh, he's giving me a free play.
Cannibalism tonight on the X-Files as Scully eats Mulder.
Ernie's giving me another chance. I could have punted it there.
Here we go, third and 15. Let's see what happens. Favre in the shotgun, drops back, looks to his right, throws down there, and this could be a big gainer. It's caught by Antonio Freeman. He breaks one tackle. He's down to
the
Giants. About the Giants' 28-yard line.
Thank you, fans.
Don, that's a fantastic play.
A huge play by the Green Bay Packers.
Now, big play right there. Timothy Stickney played a little too tight in his man-to-man coverage.
Tremendous pickup through the air.
Right, a tremendous pickup through the air.
That's right. Sorry, I was speaking too loudly. All right, let's see what he does on first and 10 inside, deep inside Giants territory. It's another pass. He loves to throw the ball. There's a throw to Schrader.
Is it Schrader or Schroeder?
Schrader. Jay Schroeder. Tyne Daly develops a cheese and peanut addiction tonight on Judging Amy. Mondays on CBS.
Is this translating at all on the radio, the fact that we're playing a video game
I'm
right now?
I'm not sure. And there's Dorsey Levins. He's going to go. Oh, what an incredible defensive play. It looked like Dorsey Levins was going to score a touchdown.
What was the play, Mike?
The play was a handoff. I wasn't paying attention. I was reading another one of my promo announcements that are being handed to me a mile a minute here.
So it's now second and two.
Second and two.
On the three-yard line.
Second and two. I thought he really had a good way to go.
Oh,
that was a bad play, Sam.
Third and four.
The thing is, you should pass. You should pass in that situation. You should pass. Pass to West Virginia. All right, here we go. Third down, 4 yards to go. The Packers in really a must TD situation right now. Let's see what happens. Far back to pass again. Throws out to Levins. Levins is not... it is...
First and goal.
First and goal. Barely
first and goal. That was made a swing pass to the left.
But a tremendous effort by Dorsey Levins and some creative play calling from Don Geronimo. But I'll tell you, this Stickney kid is putting up one hell of a dude.
There we go. Touchdown right here.
First and goal. Will they throw? He's going to... Oh, he hands off a draw play. And Levins goes nowhere.
Run on me again.
Good. Run on you again.
Nowhere at all. And a challenge issued by Timothy Stickney to John Geronimo. Run on me again.
Well, that's the end of the first quarter, Mike.
End of the first quarter. The score, Timothy Stickney's New York Giants 3, Don Geronimo's Green Bay Packers 0.
We got a break? Hold on. Let me just score at him real fast.
Beg your pardon.
Let me just score real fast. This is the sound of me deciding which play to run.
Tonight on Malcolm in the Middle, Malcolm is down to two pills a day. All right, here we go. Second and goal. Hey, wait, there's a penalty. Don't tell me they jumped again.
God damn it, I was offside again.
I'll tell you, there's got to be a little discipline on the offensive line for Don Geronimo's Green Bay Packers because they jumped again in a crucial penalty at this stage of the contest. Still second and goal, though.
Not allowed in that area.
The Packers just inside the 10-yard line. Let's see what happens. Ball over center. Drops back to throw again. This could be disaster.
Touchdown.
It's a touchdown throw to Bradford.
Touchdown.
Fantastic. A touchdown play. Finally, all that passing by Geronimo paid off. Sodomy on the set of Clock Game on The Price is Right, CBS weekdays. All right, we're going to see if he's going to go for the two-pinter.
No, don't need. I'm winning, Mike.
I'm winning.
I'm winning. I'm winning.
All right, Morton Anderson comes in to kick the extra point. Now, I know he doesn't kick for Green Bay, but I just like saying Morton Anderson because he's so damn flexible.
That's Ryan Longwell.
Ryan Longwell with the extra point. It's a chip shot. It's up, but it's good. 7-0. Geronimo Packers over the New York Giants. Timothy Stickney.
All right, let's see how long that whole drive was. Let's see. They'll show it to us in a second.
Well, we're having a kickoff already.
You know what? We have to pause.
We have to pause right now with 4 minutes and 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. The score, Green Bay 7, New York Giants 3, but don't count this too, but they stick me out of the game yet.
Now, I cannot believe that anyone is actually sitting listening to this on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
As we play a video game.
You know, I thought you'd be the only one having fun when this whole thing happened, but I'll tell you right now, Don, I'm having a pretty damn good time.
Well, listen, let's go to a break, and how about when we come back, Tim and I will continue to play.
Yes.
During the commercials, there's 4 minutes and 50 seconds left on the half. You want to just play a half?
Sure.
Okay. So the score is 7-3 right now. I'm going to kick off to him.
You're going
to
finish the half?
Yeah, and we'll probably still be playing when you come back from commercial.
All right. Well, there's the score, 7-3, Green Bay over New York Giants with 4:57, and we'll be back with more.
All right, let me just give you the kickoff. Hold on, Joe. Hold on.
Sorry,
hold on. Sorry about that. Let me just give you the kickoff before we go to break.
Oh, okay. We're going
to
have the kickoff. 7-3 the score. Oh, it looks like a real good kick by Ryan Langwell.
And
it's up.
This is returnable.
It's returnable.
Takes it on the 5-yard line.
Tiki Barber.
Tiki Barber, once again, looking strong. Not the same return of the last time. Takes it up to about the 22.
All right, now let's go to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think we can accomplish most anything if we're willing to pay the price. And the price of success is hard work. Hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and a determination that whether we win or lose, that we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
Right.
Providing at least one chub a day. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, number 877-365-3636. That's the national number in New York. Call us at 877-692-1027. Tonight, Don and Mike Gutterballs making our bowling debut. We'll be taking on the Queens.
Aggravation.
That's them. Thank you. We'll be at Woodhaven Lanes. Love to meet you tonight. Woodhaven Lanes on 88th off Cooper Avenue, two blocks west of Woodhaven Boulevard. We're here with Tim Stickney from One Life to Live, who plays RJ. Now, what are you
Tim's
doing?
Tim's a little down in the mouth right now. Really?
I have a task. I got a minute and a half to stop and get the ball back and score.
You're not taping One Life to Live now? What's the deal?
Oh, no. No, I know how it goes.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you'd been at home. Am I taping it?
No. What I mean is you're not taping new episodes right now. You're on,
yeah, sure,
you're on holiday. What are you doing?
Timothy Sidney's savvy TV professional over here right now.
I put in my share of evil for the week.
All right. Well, when do you normally tape that show? I mean, what's your work schedule like?
Actors are in between 7:30 a.m. and we're usually out around 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
All right, well, that's almost set never closes.
Almost as tough as our hours. We have the Dreamcast here. Tim has NFL 2K1. He's the Giants. I'm the Packers.
That's right. And when we left, you guys were just playing the first half. Is that right?
Yes.
And you exploded with some passing offense and have taken
a little
15-11 lead over Tim Stickney.
We both went for 2 points, and we both converted. It's 15-11. There's a minute 34 left in the game.
Right after these messages from your local stations.
So let's get back. And now I'm going to guess that he's going to onside kick.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the minute 34 left, it should be an onside kick by Stickney. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah, see, he's onside kicking here. Because there's just a minute and a half left.
All right, they're getting ready for the onside kick.
Are you any good at this, Tim? You any good at the onside kick?
I haven't recovered, Vinny, but at least I bounce him.
No, I got
it. Oh, that's right in Mealy's hands. Kicked it right into Mealy's mouth.
I want to tell you something. I won't be a dick and just take a knee for the next three plays.
Because I only have one time. Well, I appreciate it.
I'm going to do some real plays here.
All right, well, a turnover could be quite significant. That's what we're looking for right now.
First, I got to stop it.
I can think of that. All right, Don has said he's not going to tell you me, but it should be a right play. Oh, no, it's a passing play. And it's complete. Oh, no, it's incomplete. Not much time. Ran off the clock. A minute 28 seconds to roll.
Incomplete to Antonio Freeman.
See what Don's going to do right here.
A smart move.
It's like it's going to be the curl pattern.
Hey,
sorry about that.
Hey, hold on.
Buddy.
You can't announce my play.
I'm sorry, I read it on the screen.
But don't announce it, Mike.
All right, after these messages from your local station.
You're going to make me turn us. I'm going to take a timeout now.
All right, timeout.
Go Packers.
I guess he's going to pull off the curl play and maybe do a draw.
Yeah. Mike, you can't set it up for the thing.
I think this is going to be. This is going to be the hitch play. Oh, shut up. I'll stop.
Down to it.
Well, he can see it. Stop announcing.
Can't he see it?
Yeah, but you
yeah,
have.
But we're not looking.
You have like a rule of gentlemen that you don't look at what the other guy's calling.
Oh, I see. Well, it's in the shotgun formation. We'll see what happens. Favre is going to throw. It's complete to Antonio Freeman.
That's a first down.
Well, the minute 21 seconds left to go, the guy.
Oh, now Tim is calling his last timeout.
All right.
Timeout.
Timothy Stickney and his Giants want to talk things over a bit.
Yes. We will look at
time
each
other. All right.
Raise the roof. Come on.
Tonight on Murder, She Wrote. All right. Looks like Favre might be calling a running play here. We'll see. He's taking a long time over center. What's going to happen? Here we go. A shift on the play by the Giants. Oh, wait a minute. What's going on here? It's unprecedented. A lot of moving around. Favre back into the shotgun. This is a passing play. This could be a big gainer. Wide open. And
pass interference.
Yeah, I was offside. I was clean. But I was
well, that should just about do it for Stickney.
Yeah, clock stops, please. When is this time?
There's 35 seconds left. 34. 3.
Just give me the ball.
All right, let's see. Now, if Geronimo's any kind of gentleman, this should be a passing play. Give Stickney a chance to do the interception thing. No, it's a pitch out to Lemons. Hey, you don't get any more wimpy than that.
I am winning.
I'll tell you.
15-11.
Right now, not the gentle, not a real jousting move, not a gentlemanly thing. We're not exactly dealing with Sir Lancelot Geronimo today, are we?
Well, make a big step.
Now, wait a minute. There's 57 seconds left. What's going on? They're adding time.
No. Look at the time in the box on the left, Mike.
I'm sorry. All right. Favre back to pass. He sacked me. Sacked to the 5-yard line.
That sucks.
Well, that should just about do it.
Well, no. Listen, I'm going to keep playing. Watch this.
38 seconds left.
Way back.
Definitely. Let's see what happens now. Favre looks like he's in the shotgun. This could be a pass. Stickney's defense has to come up with something big. Let's see what happens. There's a pass. It's intercepted.
No, I caught it.
It's caught. First down by Antonio Freeman. And now, well, Don Geronimo in a no-win situation. It's a question of either giving Stickney a chance to come back or running up the score.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm running up the score. 16 seconds left.
I'm Tuesday night on Boston Public.
I'm in the shotgun. Here we go.
All right, Favre back to pass. He's going to go for the end zone. And it's...
That's pass interference.
Pass interference. That's what it is. It'll be first and goal for Geronimo, and I know he'd sure like to get the crazy old Brett Favre in by himself for a TD.
Come on, Brett.
Could be a quarterback snake.
Only 11 seconds left, Mike.
11 seconds on the clock. The clock will start at snap of center. Favre drops back to pass. A crucial error. Why'd it get all quiet? Timeout. 7 seconds left of the game. 7 seconds left of the game. All right, Giants come to the line. Favre is out. We'll see if he goes into the shotgun again. Yes, he does. Okay, this could be. There's a pass, and it's intercepted.
Touchdown, dumbass.
Don't call me a dumbass. I knew it was a touchdown. I was trying to be funny.
Okay. Well, not everybody could see.
I know, dumbass.
Hey, I take it serious, Mike.
I'm sorry. Well, are you happy now? You ran up the score on him.
No, it's okay. He was giving me a chance.
21-11.
You're goddamn right. No, I was...
You could have killed me.
I was giving him a chance. And I could have taken a knee.
Oh, no. You'd win the game if you just played the first half.
They're going for two.
You want to sit here for the next hour?
Any description of the pictures, accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Don and Mike show is prohibited. The express written consent of One Life to Live.
All right, I did not get the 2-point conversion.
Oh, man, that was a tough play.
I got it right.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Okay. Kick off. Dumbass.
Last play of the game, dumbass. Here we go.
Here's the kickoff. Dumbass.
Well, you announced that it was an interception. It was a touchdown.
I knew it was a touchdown. I thought it would be more fun. Okay, this is it. That's the end of the game. Green Bay 21, the Giants 11. Timothy Stickney and Don Geronimo shaking hands like true sportsmen.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
There you go.
He handed me a good slice there.
There you go. Hold on. Let's check the stats. Nine first downs for me, two for Tim.
Yeah.
20 rushing yards for me, 18 for Tim.
Yeah. Would you be reading the stats if you lost the game?
No. 154 passing yards for me, 46 for Tim.
Yeah.
174 total yards for me, 64 for Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Time of possession, 631 for me and three and change for him.
That's an impressive game, D.A.
But defensively, I have beautiful stats.
D.A. Instead of B.A.
in there.
I know, dumbass. I know, D.A.
D.A. from, what's that football
just no
movie?
Points.
It's B.A. from North Dallas 40.
North Dallas 40.
Thanks, B.A. Thanks, D.A. Well, that's a great game. I mean, as good as the Madden one is, that's a pretty good one, too, the NFL 2K1. Well, Tim, I guess you won't be coming by anytime soon.
Oh, baby.
Will you, Mr. Soap Opera Boy?
I'll be back.
Come back with your video game. Look at you wearing your...
You didn't score all that
Look at you wearing your Cowboys jersey today.
Now he's doing the trash talking after the game.
All full of yourself.
Blue, whether we're 0-3 or not.
All right.
You know how it is.
They suck. But they're going to win Monday night. Yeah. The Cowboys will be the Redskins Monday night.
That is going to be a battle of the toilet bowl.
That I guarantee you.
You can't beat us at home for some reason.
I guarantee you. Let me see who's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike. Oops, what am I doing? That's an inside line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
From Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Hey, yeah, how about those Packers? I just had them beat the Giants there.
I'm driving around wearing my cheese hat.
Oh,
cheers for you guys.
No. Yeah, I was 21 to something. Yeah, I killed him there. Yeah.
Here, cut the cheese.
He's the soap opera star there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, I much rather listen to you guys than listen to a Redskins broadcast.
Thank you. Now, hold on. I got a guy from One Life to Live.
All right.
Tim, do you know a guy named Nathan?
Oh, yeah.
Who does he play?
He plays Hank, the D.A.
Oh, Hank, the D.A. Here he is now. Hey, Nathan, hi. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Nathan, I'm sorry.
Hey, T, man.
I'm sorry.
I lost money on you, brother. I put everything down on you. My kid can't even go to college now. What's that about?
He got killed, man. He got killed by the White
he
Devil.
He handed me
I'm driving in yesterday. I heard that you were going to have him on the show. And I called him to see if I was hearing correctly. He started laughing. I said, Timothy, do they know what kind of trouble they're getting into? He's the best.
My
guy doesn't even practice his lines. He comes in the morning and all he does is play his football.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to say, Tim?
You're the first human I've played.
The what?
The first human being I've played.
Oh, so you play against the game itself.
I played franchise modes.
Yeah, he was a little nervous when he said somebody had a teenager.
But I win. So,
hey, Nathan, are you the guy who used to be married to Nora?
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, you know, this is the guy when Nora came out of the coma, she thought she was married to him.
Is this the evil guy?
No, this is the good guy. He's the guy who works with Bo Buchanan.
Coma.
Oh, okay. He's the good D.A.
Oh, yeah, the good D.A.
Oh, man, don't rub it in, okay? I got a bad guy dying to get out.
Okay. All right, thank you, Nathan.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
See you later.
Later.
Thank you. Another guy from One Life to Live. Hello, Mario.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, do I smell a new bit to win prizes?
Well, you think you can beat me?
Oh, I think a lot of people out here can beat you.
Listen to this.
Everybody wants
to
play.
I might suck at bowling, but I want to tell you, at this...
You're going
to
be good at bowling.
You did all right.
Oh, come on. We all want a piece of your sweet butt.
I'm good at this. All right, hold on. I'll think about it. I'll let you know. Scott, Don and Mike Show. Scott in D.C. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
You know, play games, don't play games. The whole thing that made that whole thing worthwhile was Mike's commentary.
I agree.
Wet my pants.
I could not agree. Thanks a lot, and we'll have more of these messages from your local station.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Oh, this is Krista.
Hi, Krista.
First of all, this is one of the best shows I've ever heard.
Oh,
anytime you can combine football and soap operas, I'm in.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
Thank you, Krista.
I just wanted to say that I can't believe you allowed a Dallas fan on your show, and it breaks my heart.
If you prick us, do we not bleed? So many things going on.
Let him be a Dallas fan. Who cares?
But I love him on the show, and I love you guys. I just want to say hello.
Thank you, honey.
Video games, radio, and Shakespeare.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Who's this? Walter?
Hey, Walter from Herndon.
Hey, Walter, hi.
How you doing? Hey, listen, I just wanted to know, is this game thing is going to be something you guys are going to do with your listeners after a while?
See, now they all want to play, Don.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe so. Maybe we'll get a hook up here in the studio and we can...
That'd be cool.
Do a little challenge action here.
Yeah, me and my coworkers, it's something that we do pretty much often after work and everything. So.
I got to tell you something. I'm as good at... Tim, do you have the NBA game for this?
No, I only play.
I'm as good at NBA 2K1.
Uh-huh. See, I was a Madden fan, too, but I wasn't going to pay $800 for PS2, so I got this. But
well, the Dreamcast is a nice system, and that's a nice game, the 2K2, whatever the hell is we were playing today.
Ah, come on, Stick, you're more than compensated on that soap opera.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I have a wife at home.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I have a request. Yes. I absolutely love you guys. October is my favorite month to listen to you.
Yeah.
Because you play Halloween Spooks.
Oh, honey, they're going to be on the show later this week.
Later this week?
Yes, they're in the closet. They're in the closet rotting right now.
You just got to wait. You just got to wait.
They're not ready.
Okay. Thank you. We got time for one more call. We got to go to Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, whenever you want to play, I'm ready.
Oh, listen to this. All the pretenders are coming out now.
Challenges.
All the pretenders coming out now.
I'll tell you, I did learn one thing about your game.
What?
You do like the air attack.
Yeah.
You got a West Coast offense.
Why waste time running?
Right.
Throw the slam pattern.
But the Giants are a running team, so, I mean, that's a Tennessee Stigney had to do that.
All right. Listen, Aaron, thank you. Tim, thank you for coming in. And it was a great kicking your ass today at that game.
Anything you'd like to plug besides One Life to Live?
No, I just want to say, hey, baby, sorry I didn't win. My wife's at home. I'm sure she's listening, and now we both lost. I'll be home soon.
Beaten by me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a shame.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
I'm the world's worst winner, aren't I,
Buzz? I scored, dumbass.
I'm the world's worst winner.
It's Johnny Grace Satori.
Wait until tonight, until we bowl. Then you'll see the other side of me.
Do you know why, seriously, I hope we win tonight? Because I at some point, even if we do well, I'd like to see a victory dance.
It's been a long time since I've done a victory dance. Serious stuff.
I'd really like to see it. Yeah, that's worth coming to Queens tonight.
That's right.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, new threats from Osama bin Laden.
Oh. F that Timex wearing jag off.
Right.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Are you calling 877-365-3636? Or in New York, 877-692-1027.
Hey, Rob, come here and feel this. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to put out a call right now that on tomorrow's episode, finally, it's the debut of Don and Mike's Hold It.
This game, we've delayed it so long, but it's a great concept.
Now, if you want to play, you got to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, 7th Avenue here in New York. Call Lisa right now. We'll take the first 10 people. You got to be here at the station at the beginning of the show tomorrow, 11 a.m., and you got to be prepared to stay all 4 hours.
Very good.
877-365-3636, 877-692-1027. First 10 people want to come down tomorrow and play Hold It. Each person has the chance of winning $240 cash.
Wow, that's good money.
Tomorrow. So call us right now if you want to come down tomorrow to play Hold It. Also tomorrow on the show, our favorite wrestler, Mankind.
Mankind!
Yeah. Coming down, spend about an hour with us on the show.
Mick Foley.
And Buzz, before we get to the news and the comments.
Yes?
You know, we have not yet today given away our trip to Iceland.
Oh, gotta do that.
Courtesy of Iceland Air. And we're going to do it with a four-hour club.
Very good.
Give someone who's listening to the whole show today a real incentive, not just some cash. We're actually going to give them the opportunity to win a vacation for two to Iceland. And we're going to do it right now.
Very good.
And Johnny, as you get the people online, just get their names. Hold on. What is this? A guy wants to bet $1,000. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop this. Stop this for a second. I got to take this call. Eddie in New Jersey. Eddie, what do you want to do?
Eddie, what's the deal?
Hey, Ed? Well, it says on the screen. I got to pick it up. I'm on the wrong line. That's my mistake. Hey, Eddie.
Don, Mike, yeah. How y'all doing?
Hi, Eddie.
11 to 15. That's what you won by?
No, it was 23 to 11.
23 to 11. I'll still kick your butt.
Yeah.
I put up $1,000 of my own money.
Okay.
Cash.
For what? For charity?
For charity.
You do it for the Red Cross Relief Fund?
Yep.
Okay, you're on.
All right.
I'm not saying I'll pay anything. But, yeah, you can play me for $1,000.
You've already made handsome donations, Mr. Geronimo.
Sure. Eddie, hold on. We'll set up a time for you to come down and play.
All right, great.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. Now, listen, everybody else that wants to play, hold it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep calling now. Talk to Johnny. He's answering the phones. We'll take the first 10 people. And the 4-Hour Club.
Yes.
If you listen to the show for 4 hours a day, and you've sent us a card to P.O. Box 3649er, Washington, D.C., 20007.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, we're going to read your name right now and call you up. And if you're listening to the show, you're going to win a trip to Iceland. Mike, we do need a password, please.
Quite simple, not all that funny, but to the point. Gutterballs rule.
Yeah. All right, so if we call you right now,
Gutterballs rule.
Answer your phone by saying Gutterballs rule, and you win a free trip to Iceland for the 4-Hour Club.
The password is Gutterballs rule.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, we got a picture in this one. Take a look at that POA Center picture.
Hello.
Very nice.
I just say, dear Don and Mike, hi, I'm writing you to become a 4-Hour Club member. I moved down here in May. I found a job. I listen to your show every day. Call me at work. Okay, here we go.
All right, Gutterballs rule. That is the password. If you have that, you are going to Iceland. Or Iceland.
Okay. P.S., if you ever need a young guest on your show to fill up some time, I'd be happy to come off work and take some time off.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Just come down and take it off, baby.
Take it all off.
Baby. Looking at it right now.
Yeah, take off your clothing. That is what we would like. My young friend.
Now, is she not going to be there?
We would be older, but we would like to see the young take off the clothes.
No?
And I don't mean bad young. I mean like 20-something.
Ah. All right, I got a cell phone number. Let me try a cell phone for her.
Just gave me that fatherly look there for a second. I had to correct my statement. A-19. Gutterballs rule. That's the password. Oh, dear.
I can't get through there. I'm sorry.
Gutterballs real.
Let me try another one. Answer the phone by saying Gutterballs rule, and you are a big winner. Here we go.
Because we're all thinking about Gutterballs bowling tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Gutterballs rule, that is the phrase that pays.
Here we go, say it, and you're going to win right now. Come on, Gutterballs rule, 4-Hour Club.
Oh, it's getting into that area.
Now just hello, is this, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. I guess I should have told you that.
Oh, okay.
We're calling because she joined our 4-Hour Club.
Uh-huh.
And, please tell her whenever she gets back that, she lost a trip to Iceland today.
She did. Well, yes, can I take it for her?
No, you can't, ma'am.
Oh, I wish I could.
No, you can't. Thank you, though.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
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 Rob.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
All right, let me try another one here.
Can I take it for her?
No, Rob, you can't take the trip. The password is Gutterballs rule.
Try another one.
All right, here we go. As we move on down the list of 4-Hour Club, we're trying to give away a trip to Iceland.
The ice is always there.
Actually, Iceland is green. Greenland is icy.
Go figure.
Jesus, how do you like that?
Right.
Which one has the baby seals?
France. Calling someone at work right now. I got an extension number.
Thank you for calling Signal Corporation.
You're welcome.
If you know your party's extension, please dial it now.
Dial it.
Obey all signals.
Right now.
Here we go. Come on.
Right now.
Answer your phone by saying Gutterball's rule.
I'm sorry. I did not hear your selection.
Jeremy, be quiet.
Please re-enter your selection now.
What's that?
I have no idea.
It's from the record.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I did not hear your selection.
Oh, Christ.
Please voicemail re-enter that your sucks. Selection now.
Okay.
Hello, voice messaging system.
201.
Those are some weak-ass tones.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They're not loud enough.
I did not hear your selection.
201.
Please re-enter your selection now. Hello, voice messaging
Hello.
System.
Hello.
You may enter an extension at any time.
Mega Telco.
201. I'm trying. I'm definitely trying.
Lord knows I'm trying. I think it went through.
Think it finally got through?
Or maybe we got disconnected.
Oh, this is a pisser.
It might disconnect you after like the third time that you try.
Hello.
Be one of those kind voicemails. What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
Why can't they just give people a phone at their desk?
I don't know. All right. We have to try another one.
With a number. You know what I mean? Everybody gets a number, not the three-digit crap. Spend more money. Lay more cable.
And what happened to the pictures we were supposed to see?
Oh, they're going to miss it. It's all on tape.
Here we go.
Call now. Phone Jeopardy.
Dollars.
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 Well, I'm not ready.
I'm not on the air.
Excuse me, David?
We are on the air.
This is Peter Jennings.
Hey.
Trying the four-hour club, trying to give away a trip to Iceland.
What was the password?
Gutterball's rule. You came up with it. Oh, this is going to be voicemail.
Hi, this is Mike Sutton.
This is not fair, people.
You know, I'm going to try one more, and then don't let it be said that we didn't try
That's right.
the four-hour club today.
Okay. Join our four-hour club. You've got to be where you say you're going to be.
Keep your promise.
Let's just be greedy. It's the people that want everything that aren't home right now.
Right.
They want it all. Well, it can't happen that way.
We've tried calls to New Jersey,
right.
Connecticut, Maryland, and Virginia.
It's just not right.
Lost again.
Now someone's on the phone.
And now somebody's busy.
Someone's yakking away, and they're missing out on the trip of a lifetime.
Somebody is busy. Oh, that pisses me off. That's awful.
Especially for the guys, because I hear that you go up to Iceland, you had like 50 bars up there, and all the women are beautiful, and they're
all naked.
All right, we're going to try one last call.
Yeah.
And Johnny, you got the 10 people for tomorrow's Hold It? How's that going? We got the 10 people for Hold It?
All right, the password, if you haven't been paying attention, is Gutterball's Rule. And we are beginning to get to the stage of this game right now where it's getting personal. Greed. God, the greed.
But if they were greedy, wouldn't they be home?
No, if they were greedy, they would want to make sure they just want to cover all their bases, Rob.
Okay. This is the last chance for the four-hour club today.
Hey, we're not able to get to the phone right now.
Of course you're not. Right. Of course you're not able to get to the phone right now.
Hey.
Right, hey.
Hey, we're real greedy.
Hey.
Yeah, we wanted to be in the contest, but we didn't want to work at it.
Yeah, hi. I'm afraid you're going to bear the wrath of about 10 calls that have gone bad thus far. Mickey Ferris?
Huh. Mickey!
Hey, Mickey, it's the Don and Mike Show.
You missed out on something special.
On September 19th, you joined the 4-Hour Club for the Don and Mike Show. We sent you a card back in the mail, and you promised to listen for 4 hours every day.
Well, you're not because you're not home.
Jackass. We're calling you. Yeah, right, Rob.
Rob just called you a jackass.
Right. So you don't get a trip to Iceland.
You get Jack.
Goodbye, ass. Goodbye.
Yes, we do take it personal. You join one of our contests, you better be prepared for that.
We don't even get mad we get mad, but we don't get as mad if we call and you go like, we had a woman who said I had to go take a BM the other day.
Yeah, she missed it because she was taking a Duke.
You know, I mean, we'll accept that as an excuse, but simply not to be there.
Not the answering machine.
Or the answering machine. That sucks.
Unacceptable, ass.
Oh, but I almost said
yes. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we tried the 4-hour club, so now we're going to have to throw it out to the people who we know are listening.
Yes, the guaranteed listeners.
Be the 100th caller. 877-365-3636. 877-692-1027. 100th caller. Just like that. You win a vacation to Iceland. Hey, Johnny, did we get to 10 people? Where's Johnny? Do we have 10 people signed up for tomorrow's debut of Don and Mike's Hold It?
You can't see Johnny.
No, I can't see John from that studio either. Where's Johnny at?
The lights get dimmer and dimmer in that studio.
Where's Johnny? And Buzz, you've not even started the news yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a train wreck today.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Today's show's... No pun intended.
Okay.
Yeah, we need just a couple more contestants, but we're filling up quickly for the contestants.
Okay, well, now everybody's going to be calling for the trip to Iceland, so...
It's just pandemonium.
Got a million things going on at once. Buzz, what was your news again?
Osama bin Laden making more threats.
What did he say?
Well, he said we'd better look out because a storm of planes is headed for the U.S.
Really? Well, yeah. F that bastard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Time out, everybody. We'll give away the trip and buzz with the news.
Right.
And Joe, a little premature there with the sounder. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen a new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
Try listening in the fart sack.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
So I'm looking at the instant feedback here at WNEW.com.
Yeah.
And I see the girl who sent us the picture.
Yes.
And the name matches up. Hey, I just heard my letter read on the radio for the 4-Hour Club. I'm the girl who sent the picture. I'm waiting for the phone to ring at work and on my cell. It never rang. I know the password, Gutterballs Rule, and I tried to call you. My phone never rang.
Huh.
Well, you know, T.S.
we can't be sure of that.
The phone system here, I think... is activated. I mean, I think the microphones mute out the beep, beep, beeps when you're making a call out.
Right.
So unless everybody's absolutely dead silent,
right,
it's impossible to call out. We're going to work on that.
Good.
If you were one of the people that we tried to call for the 4-Hour Club and you were listening and we couldn't get through, we'll put your name back in the hopper.
The happy.
I promise we will not rip your entry up and use it as toilet paper. We do want to get a call 100 now, though. Let's just give this baby away. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello, this is Jackie. Gutterballs Rule.
Jackie, yes. Where are you from, Jackie?
I am from Woodbridge.
Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yeah.
WJFK. Jackie.
That's correct.
Congratulations. You have won a vacation for two to Iceland.
Thank you so much.
Your trip includes round trip airfare on Iceland Air from, you're from D.C., so that's BWI.
Oh, there's no train stations. Iceland.
No, unfortunately, you got to go over a little water.
Right.
You got to take a plane, honey. From BWI with hotel accommodations included, go to IcelandAir.com for more information. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
And yeah, everybody that we tried to call in the 4-Hour Club, if it was a problem with the telephone and you're sitting there screaming at the radio going, I'm listening, we're working on that.
Right.
And we will put your entries back in the hopper.
Hopper.
Now... we need still three more people for Hold It tomorrow.
Ah,
so okay. Call 877-692-1027 if you want to come play Don and Mike's Hold It tomorrow on the show. All 10 people have the chance to win $240 cash.
Hold It.
And now here is Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, we're bowling tonight.
Yes, we are.
The Don and Mike Gutter Balls of the Woodhaven Lanes in Queens.
Yes, 7:30.
We're taking the Queens...
Aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
Osama bin Laden's terror outfits threatening to hijack, quote, a storm of planes for another wave of attacks on the U.S. Al-Qaeda says our bombing in Afghanistan's opened a new page of conflict. It says the battle will not end until the U.S. pulls its military out of Muslim countries. 3 days of American bombing in Afghanistan's reportedly been 85% successful. So successful, in fact, it's safe for U.S. pilots to fly their missions by day as well as night. Quoting the president, the skies are now free. So the Pentagon says the next step is to rebomb locations that were not thoroughly destroyed, and to begin attacking Taliban troops and vehicles. When asked if he still wants bin Laden dead or alive, the president smiled and said, I want there to be justice.
That means dead.
Mm-hmm. The Bush administration's telling Iraq's Saddam Hussein not to try anything.
Nice Bush.
The concern is he'll use our apparent focus on Afghanistan to move against us or against the opposition inside his own country.
So many try anything, I'll finish my daddy's job.
So many pricks out there.
So over the weekend, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations told told the Iraqi government that if he does try anything, quote, there will be a military strike against you and you will be defeated. The Iraqi ambassador responded by saying his country has no intention of engaging in military action. And then today, Iraq said it shot down a U.S. spy plane over the southern no-fly zone.
But don't they always say that, though? Aren't they always saying...
They claim to shoot down like a plane a week.
It's one of those Estes rocket kits you can get at the at the hardware store.
And one of those little remote control planes.
And they're claiming that they're shooting down our big planes all the time.
Right. But our government has now admitted that two of the planes that Iraq says it shot down in September, it did, in fact, shoot down. We're just now finding out about it. Wait a while to confirm that. That's right. This is no time for a fight between the president and Congress, but we have one anyway. The president steamed about information leaked to the media by lawmakers, clamped down yesterday on the information that Congress gets. That made lawmakers angry. They say it tells the world the president doesn't trust them. But the president's angry, too. He says loose lips on Capitol Hill could endanger American lives.
Buzz, let me just say this, that while Johnny is getting calls for tomorrow's debut of Dynamite's Hold It, we are ready for another caller 100.
Yay. We are being so generous in this last hour.
At 877-365-3636. Just call on the national lines for the contest now. If you call to play Hold It, just call on the New York lines at 877-692-1027. Now back to Buzz.
The Dynamite Show has a new piece of audio to add to its wish list. It's the sound of William Shatner breaking wind as he sits alongside Leonard Nimoy in Nimoy's backyard.
This is not it?
No, that's not it. It's probably something like that. The rude noise can be heard about 50 minutes into a new video in which the actors talk about the effect Star Trek's had on their lives.
Gotta get it.
The sound was discovered by a New York Post reporter who says he found more than a half dozen people who agree that he heard what he thought he heard. Video, by the way, has Shatner saying he had no idea how hated he was by his co-stars. Both men talk about how the long hours on the set ruined their marriages. Shatner says his domestic troubles prompted him to find comfort with many of the young starlets who appeared on the show.
Oh, they had to say many men.
In sports, Larry Johnson, after 10 years in the NBA, is retiring after 5 seasons with the New York Knicks. He has a bad back.
LJ!
And finally, a cop in Albuquerque and his pilot are in trouble after using a police helicopter to make a donut run. Reuters says the duo was on a night patrol over the city when they landed at a Krispy Kreme along about 1 a.m. on Thursday.
There it is down there. Take the helicopter down.
The pilot and the cop are being investigated for misuse of city funds. Officials weren't sure what else to charge him with since nothing like this has ever happened before.
This joystick is sticky.
One taxpayer is quoted as saying, "That's my tax dollars." Quoting a Krispy Kreme employee, "Cops gotta eat too." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Much show to get in today.
Yeah, it was jam-packed.
You know, and we never even finished hearing the Larry King and his daughter book on tape. That's on tomorrow's episode. Also tomorrow, our friend Mick Foley Mankind is coming in. Spent about an hour with us live in studio. Also tomorrow, debut of Don and Mike's Hold It.
Right.
That's for New Yorkers only. Calls 877-692-1027. And if you... What, we got plenty? Don't worry about it. Okay, that's what I'm hearing now. Don't worry about it.
Great.
Dynamite Gutterballs making their debut tonight in Woodhaven Lanes in Queens at 7:30. We will see you there. Full report on that on tomorrow's episode. Please be joining Mr. Mike O'Mara Friday from 4 to 6 at the Fair Oaks Golf Park at the Million Dollar Hole-in-One Shootout. Great fun with a great man.
I know who wrote that.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
The boy with the big head.
I'm kidding, of course. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm calling back to pick the Iceland.
No, we've done that. Sorry, my friend.
Wrong. All right, thanks.
Okay. Had a winner there. Oh, and our thanks to Tim Stickney. Everybody, please watch One Life to Live. Weekdays at 2 Eastern, 1 Central on ABC. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Falls Church.
Eric, you won mine to the Married Man prize pack.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. From HBO. Watch it Thursday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. And from Corona Beer. Oh, we do love the Corona. You won the Corona prize pack. Ice cold Corona, extra Corona light. Relax and enjoy a Corona. Thank you for listening.
Great.
We will see everybody tonight out at the bowling alley in Queens at Woodhaven Lanes.
Let's go bowling.
And then tomorrow, Holden and Mankind and Iodide Larry King and his daughter.
Right.
All
lots of
that
stuff
on tomorrow's episode. Thank you for all the great calls today. Another real fine show. Thank you and goodbye there, Buzz.
Thanks, baby.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, Buzz. Thank you and goodbye, Mike.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
Rob?
Trusted friend.
Please throw it in the air just like Sydney, Tyler. Oh, here it is. More. I got it.
You might make it after all.
No. You almost got it, Mike.
Credit.
We will see you tonight at the bowling alley. See you tomorrow on the show, everybody.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.